The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
PFW in Progress.
We've been coming to the same party for 12 years now, and in no way is that depressing.
With Fred Kirsch.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Paul Perillo.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
And Andy. And Andy?
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show and see if she likes the goods.
Just doing my workout. It's a deep burn. So deep.
Andy Hart.
I'm the stylish one of the group. I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nicknamed my testes. My left one is
Quinn.
And my right one,
Mendenhall.
You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Eric Scalavino.
Veronica and I are trying this new fad called jogging. I believe it's jogging or yogging. It might be a soft J.
For now, anyway.
You are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered. You have a massive erection.
Really? Yes, I do. I'm sorry, it's the pleats.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Skyrockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop!
Afternoon delight.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Thursday here at Gillette Stadium, and the new turf is down. That's all done.
Is it? Is it done, done?
Well, I mean, it's out of the garage here.
Because the other day we saw a guy literally walking with scissors, like trimming it, but going back and forth.
Well, it's laid. It's been laid. It's all down.
My turf's got one on
Lucky
me.
Lucky turf.
The gang's
grass on the field. Play ball.
The gang's all here. Eric's back from the jury room.
From Hang 'em High.
Yeah. No, I didn't hang 'em.
Andrew
buddy.
From Arizona wants to know if you sent anyone to the electric chair.
No. We did not.
Are there any states in New England that have the death penalty?
Sure. I think all of them do for certain things.
Oh, I don't think so. Massachusetts
does. For cop killer?
No.
No.
We do not have the death penalty.
We don't have the death penalty.
I thought
because of you.
No, I think you do.
You're ill.
Liberals.
Oh. What did he do?
I think for
no, we do not.
Killing cops, you do.
No, we don't.
Pretty sure they don't.
They have it like the marathon bomber is a federal case, so he could get the death penalty.
Right.
Because it's under
federal charge. Yeah.
Right. But Massachusetts,
not a state
case. Yeah.
I was in Superior Court, which is...
Of course you were. You have a superiority complex.
He was in Eric Court. No, I would have been in Supreme Court if that were the case.
Oh, good comeback.
Not bad.
Good comeback.
Do they have that in Rhode Island?
Yes.
I didn't know if it was big enough to have a Supreme Court.
Every state has a Supreme Court.
Yeah, but is Rhode Island really a state? It's like...
Yes.
It's like Pluto. At any point, they could be removed from statehood.
It's more like a region. Putin was going to come to Rhode
Island.
Right.
And try
to
annex us. You're kind of not.
He's got another
there.
Thing coming.
Right.
Buster.
All right.
So
we're all here. The email address is webradio@patriots.com. 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline.
We don't really have tracks.
855-PATS-500 is the toll-free number. So, guys.
Guys.
Nothing's happened.
Nothing.
Oh, wait. Brandon Spikes hates us.
Oh, come on.
It was a stupid thing to say.
Much ado about nothing.
Stupid thing to say, though.
Why?
Which falls in line with a lot of the stuff he's
wait
said
a minute,
and done
which
over.
One?
Well, pretty much like everything he says is a stupid thing.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Oh, that's not stupid.
What's
he's
the
just
point?
Having fun.
What's fun about that?
Yeah, it's not fun, first of all, to poke fun at slavery. And secondly, for a guy who's made...
Whoa, wait a minute.
A guy who's made millions.
Hold on.
Guy who's made millions in the NFL, there's no such thing as... I mean, that's idiotic.
I know, but he's just having fun. Like, so if I say, oh, man, they worked me like a slave, I shouldn't say that?
You can't say it anymore.
As of about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, you're no longer allowed to say that.
I think that's ridiculous.
See, I don't even care about it on that. I just think somebody drafted you in the second round, and as I wrote on the blog, a little parenthesis, you know, when his stock was plummeting because he ran a 5.06 40,
right?
They gave him it's just bad taste. Like, why do you burn a bridge? And
I just think he really was joking around. I think Wes Welker said the same thing in other words when he went to Denver.
Did he? Because all I remember was him blowing the organization left and right.
No, saying, you know, it's weird kind of not having to worry about what I say now that I'm here in Denver.
That's the same thing?
Well, I think that's what he was getting at.
I'm 100% with you, Fred.
Because I don't think they were anywhere near each other. Light years apart.
Oh, come on. Really?
You were a slave for 4 years?
You, of all people, are being so sensitive.
I'm not really all that sensitive. I don't care about the slavery angle. That, I think, is a joke. He took a movie that's, you know, it won Best Picture,
popular,
right?
Yes. Popular, movie.
Very topical.
Right.
And used that. I just, what's the point? And how many times does he have to say he's
kidding? It was unprovoked,
Before we say, well, if you kid so many, you said you were in hell on earth for 4 years. Okay, yeah. I'm joking. Yeah. There's a little truth in every joke. So you hated your time in New England.
I think guys that have been here and guys that are here say this is a tough place to play. If you're here, you know, it's not like
is
every
it hell?
Place.
No doubt about is it hell on earth and he felt like a slave?
I think he's just joking.
Okay, well, keep telling me he's joking. 8 years into his career when he makes gay jokes and when he makes cocaine, everything's a joke, right?
Exactly. Anytime
or maybe
he says
he's just
something.
An idiot who says dumb stuff.
Well, I think that could be true, but
he clearly hated his time here.
I think
there's no doubt in
my
mind that he hated his time
here.
Well,
yeah, but that could be true because he's the kind of guy that doesn't like to be told what to do. He probably doesn't like the system.
Right. So you should hate him because you hated Bethel Johnson for that. You mocked him for years.
No, I don't hate him.
You hated Bethel Johnson for it. You mocked him for years.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Every time we brought that up.
When he said, when people tell me
Andy,
to do something,
whoa,
it makes me want to do it less.
Hold on. This is typical Andy. You hated him. When did I ever hate Bethel Johnson?
You mocked him repeatedly for saying that kind of stuff.
I said the thing that held Bethel Johnson back was he didn't like to be told what to do.
And clearly,
those are my words.
Is the same thing.
Those are my words.
You've mocked him. Are you going to tell me you've never mocked him?
Those are my
words. I just want to know.
Is that not what
I said? Have you mocked him?
Did I, and
you mocked him.
Other than those.
You've mocked him over the years.
Other than those.
You've mocked him.
Andy, other than those words.
I can't recall every single word you've ever said.
Okay, so
I know you
have
mocked
no
him.
Freaking idea.
No, but
what
I know you mocked
about,
him.
As usual.
So I just want you to go on the record. You never mocked Bethel Johnson.
I've never said anything other than that.
You never mocked him.
I've never said anything other than that.
Those are the only words you've ever said about Bethel Johnson?
That's correct.
Well, that's ridiculous because you've talked about Bethel Johnson for his entire career here. So there's a litany of words you spoke about Bethel Johnson that were beyond that one phrase you're choosing to pull out and select.
That's my criticism of Bethel Johnson. You got another one that I've said?
I can give you that one.
And I admit that.
Okay, so you mocked him.
Does that mean I hate him?
So you mocked him.
Does that mean I hate him?
I don't know whether you hated him, you mocked him. Whatever.
However you want to anoint it or pick
words and specify. No, I mocked him then, but I didn't mock this. I didn't hate,
listen,
I disliked.
This is the problem with you.
Right, I remember things.
That's the problem with me.
I remember when people say things and don't allow
them to just skip
past it. Obviously I do. You don't.
You haven't mentioned
because the only thing you've ever said about Bethel Johnson was it held him back that people tell him to do stuff and he didn't want to do it.
And that's what he said.
And that's the exact same thing with Brandon Spikes.
That's what
he said. I'm a nonconformist. Bill Belichick basically said when we drafted him, he's a nonconformist.
And I just said that.
Right.
Does that mean I hate him?
I have no idea. You apparently don't. You think he's very funny.
And apparently I don't hate Bethel Johnson either.
Well, I don't know.
So why don't you just mock people? Instead of just yelling over people.
I'm not yelling over anyone. I didn't start yelling until you started yelling.
Putting words into people's mouths and taking everything to the extreme.
Okay.
We're trying to have a discussion here, but apparently you don't want to because you want to just make fun of everyone.
Well, are we gonna say things now and then forget we said them later, or are we gonna stick with our opinions?
I have no problem.
Because I've mocked Bethel Johnson.
Right.
I've mocked him for Willie McGinnis having to tell him, don't you have a playbook to study? And for standing in that locker room door and saying, the more people tell me to do things, the less I want to do them.
Right.
That's idiotic if you're trying to be a professional athlete and work for an organization and a coach.
That's not mocking him if that's exactly what he said.
I'm mocking because it's stupid.
Well.
The fact that he thinks it's okay to say that, believe that, and think that.
This is
that's stupid.
All right. But here's the problem.
Just like I'm kind of mocking Brandon Spikes for thinking the fact that I have to do things a certain way, the way I'm told, as Eric said, by the employer that pays me millions of dollars, I think that's stupid. If you didn't like it, leave. It's my old thing. You hated it so much. Go play in Iowa.
Right.
Go play in the Barnstorming League.
What he did.
And that's what he did.
As soon as his contract was up, he left.
No, no, no. But he collected his money over the years.
Yeah.
He loved it here over the years,
so
right?
What's he supposed to
he
do?
Just wants to play football.
So he's
if
a,
it was
he's
so
the only
bad,
guy that didn't like his job.
If it was so bad, leave.
He did.
No, leave sooner. It's so it's hell on earth. It's slavery.
You know, I really think you're taking this to the extreme. I really do.
I am, because really I think amazing. It's classless to rip the organization that gave you a chance.
Oh, come on. He's made
and I'm a little bit surprised at you that you just allow this now to mock an organization. I used to thought you cared about sort of, you know, Sam Gash is on one, and they have what we have, and it's a fit. He's mocking the Patriot way is what he's doing. It's slavery. The way that has won for Bill Belichick for 14 years,
joking.
Whether I like it or not, is the Patriot way.
But I have to step in and kind of defend Andy a little bit here, because every time Brandon Spikes says anything, he gets himself in trouble. So at some point, you have to think, there's something wrong with that brain up there.
Well, that could be.
Because he gets himself in trouble all the time.
That could be. I mean, it's not just what he says, it's what he does. I mean, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, somebody, I mean, yeah, he doesn't like to be told what to do, but.
He's a non-conformer. He admits it. He
right.
says it.
That's,
that doesn't make it
that's
okay.
That's fine. But you have to understand, too, that when you're employed by an organization, the things that you say reflect badly on them, too.
I'm not saying that I want
think
Brandon
the Bills
Lloyd
like
on
this?
My, I mean, Brandon Spikes on my team. Brandon Lloyd's
Brandon
another
Lloyd's
top.
Another one, though.
But why do we care so much? Why are you so?
Because in my opinion, he's urinating on the Patriot way.
Oh.
He's calling it slavery.
Oh, and you've never done that.
I have my questions about it. I've never urinated on the way he does.
Oh, please.
You can certainly question
Maybe
the
that's
way.
That's why I'm not offended by it. I've mocked and ridiculed the Patriot way many times.
You can certainly question it. And to me, Wes Welker questioned it. And the fact, and he acknowledged that, yes, there is a voice in your head. There's a bill. You know, all these guys have. Dante Stallworth. I got in trouble because I referenced the best play I ever saw Randy Moss make. I got yelled at. Okay. But slavery, like, it was slavery, like, 4 years. Mm. You had a miserable 4 years. You went to a Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was terrible, because it wasn't any fun. Like, that phrase makes it sound like it was a horrific 4 years.
I'm surprised
span.
You can't take a joke.
See, I don't think it's a joke with him. Because,
well, I think there's truth.
I think he hated his time here.
No, or disliked.
I don't know if he hated.
I do agree with you there that I do think that he felt that he was, you know, hindered here. Like, he couldn't do what he wanted. He wasn't always free to be me. He probably believes that. But I think the reference to 4 years a slave, I think, is funny.
But see, Fred,
yeah, I don't find it funny.
I would be willing to cut him more slack if this were the first time in his career that he said something untoward like that. You know, it's like, oh, he's trying to make a reference, a topical reference. I cut him some slack. You know, maybe it was uncalled for, but he was just trying to be funny. He's always doing these kind of things.
And then he just
always.
Says, oh, it was
and
a joke.
And then he says, oh, it was
or
just
he was
a joke.
Misunderstood.
Oh, was
and
just a joke.
By the way, Patriots fans used to be on the side, it's just a joke.
Right.
Now, because it's them that he's criticizing their
right.
team,
right.
now they're on the other side.
Well,
now they hate him because he
a
said
Patriots
something
fan.
Stupid.
I'm not on the other side.
Well,
also,
I just think this is who Brandon Spikes is. He's always been this way. When he was here, now that he's gone. It's not a big deal.
It is, though, if you're concerned with the reflection that it has on your organization.
And what do you mean by big deal? None of this is a big deal. What we do is not
well,
a big deal.
You seem to be very upset about
but
it.
But I get upset about a lot of things. This is what we do. We discuss sports and
too.
How they relate.
This isn't one of them.
Right.
But I'm not going to make fun of Andy
for being... None
of
this is a big deal.
Yeah,
we do in this room ever is a big deal.
Yeah, I'm not going to make fun of Andy. I 100% disagree with Andy, but I'm not going to make fun of him for feeling passionate.
Are you surprised that he felt that his four... You know, forget about the reference to slavery, but are you surprised that he felt that his 4 years here were not the way he wanted them to be?
No. I mean, I think we got
a lot of
hints of that all along the way.
Feel
right,
that way.
Right.
Right.
I'm surprised that it worked out that way, because I thought with Belichick's Florida relationship, he clearly knew Spikes for multiple years.
Absolutely.
What he was, how he did things on and off the field based on Urban Meyer and the time and all that. I am surprised that both sides apparently went into this relationship and didn't know what to expect.
Well,
that Bill didn't know he was a nonconformist.
To take the relationship analogy further, it could have been that one side, Bill, thought, like a lot of women, that he could change the partner in the relationship.
But even early on, remember, he said he didn't really expect to? I don't even know if that was his first training
camp. About how he played.
Like, and you don't coach him and he can't do it.
Right.
But that's part of the over, I mean.
Sure.
His on-field persona as being he does what he does is sort of his off-field persona too. He does what he does.
Right. But a lot of,
it's kind
of
like
other
the people that got engaged and lived together before they got married and realized this isn't gonna, they got married. That's the problem here. They got married and 4 years in
there
decided.
There was no engagement.
Right. We have to have a divorce.
Yeah. And that's all perfectly fair and probably accurate. But again, I go back to, I wasn't shocked when he said it. I kind of laughed when he said it.
I did.
I laughed too.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Because I laughed in a probably for a different reason.
Yeah, no.
There goes the idiot again.
Clearly we laughed for a different reason.
There goes the idiot.
I thought it was a funny line. I really did.
Right.
Now, I've since been instructed that I'm no longer allowed to feel that.
Who told you that? What happened?
Oh, God.
Who was this?
Do you read any of this stuff yet?
I have never had anybody tell me not to feel anything.
This is just like taking on an unbelievable life of its own.
I didn't
see
the
amount of indignation
other
over
than
the word slave.
To Felger on
like
the way
like
home,
he was
I
legitimately
heard anything else
claiming that
it.
He was in slavery. Like, it's metaphorical, people. It wasn't really meant to be literal.
Right.
And
yeah, I didn't really see anybody claiming that.
I mean, John Dennis this morning was saying it's an incendiary term. You can't. It's offensive. Okay, I'm going to put it with all those other words that we can't use anymore.
I get offended when people compare things to slavery, like being serious. You know, this wasn't that, though, to me.
I agree with that. Yeah. I don't think he compared it to real slavery.
No, Andy and I talked about this yesterday. I don't think Andy took it that
way. He was repressed or whatever you want to call it for 4 years. He hated it.
Right.
He was being held back from who he is. That's all. And I think that, to me, is offensive. Now, I think it's, if you want to ignite, like, I think he got what he wanted. I think he enjoys these little fires for whatever reason. And I don't know why.
I definitely think he does.
I love the thing he said about, you know, I'm busy banning the mass holes.
Right.
Blocking mass holes.
Yeah, so what?
He's now aligned with, like, the Bills Mafia.
BRB, blocking mass holes.
Right.
I thought that was funny.
What is BRB?
Be right back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh. I actually didn't know that when I was like, what the hell does that mean?
Would he be back at EOB?
EOB.
I thought the whole thing was funny. You know, beating us two times. Man, if you're a Patriots fan and you get offended at that.
Well, that's
now,
just
that,
not even
that
worth
might have
consideration.
That might have been the funniest thing that he said.
Right.
They haven't done that since 99.
Right.
That's
Andy actually looked it up.
And I had to look it up because, you know, it goes back so far.
Right. So, I mean, it's
but that
all,
you, but that you can
that was the pre-slavery era in New England, though.
To me, it's all fun. It's all good.
That was under the Pete Carroll fun era before slavery was enacted.
We hate when these guys sit there and tell us nothing. We hate when they tell us, you know, sort of things that kind of push the envelope a little bit. It's like, I don't blame
these guys. I have no problem with what he said outside of Patriots. I'm talking about if I'm a Patriots fan or within the organization, I'm offended. In the big picture,
I'm
a fan of one of the other 32 teams, 31 teams, I don't care. It's not offensive in a general sense. It's offensive within the borders of Patriots Nation is how I feel.
That he didn't like the Patriots way?
That it's slavery. That it's that out, that flat
so,
out
so
that
it is
bad.
The word that...
No, repressed.
That has really got you bothered.
It is repressive.
Right. But
it's constricting.
That
I mean,
that's
like,
so horrible.
Like Wes Welker said the same thing without using bad...
If
bad,
you're a
but
guy
he,
like
just,
Brandon Spikes, it probably
so
is
So it is
horrible.
The word that has got a lot... Of, maybe not you, Andy, but it
not
is the
word
that has a lot of people hot and bothered.
It's like the insinuation that he just, you know, he couldn't even live.
Yeah, it's
couldn't
it's
even
an
live my life.
But that's not the insinuation. He didn't like being told what not to say.
No, but... Oh, I don't think it's just the say. I think
like
it's everything.
The lack of freedom. It's Shawshank.
Lifestyle.
It's Shawshank Redemption. I'm free. That's what he feels right now. It's
right.
Not like he
out
was literally shackled
out of
in the basement of Gillette Stadium.
You know, he
could
have said 4 years in prison.
Yeah, prison.
4 year term over. I'm out.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have been bothered by that?
Yes, I would have.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that it's the Patriot way. That's
right.
He doesn't like the Patriot way. I
think Wes Welker, that's my point.
I think Wes Welker did the same thing.
He's urinated on the Patriot way, is
and
the way I look
Wes
at it.
And I think Wes Welker did the same thing without using the word slave.
I do, too.
I don't think he did as much. I think he was far more respectful.
He was in a mental prison. They're all in a mental prison.
Right.
You know, and you either buy into it and embrace the suck, or
but see,
you don't like
maybe
it.
I'm being picky
did
here.
Did you say embrace the suck?
Embrace the suck?
You're a wordsmith, Fred.
I don't think Welker pissed on the Patriots way. I think Spikes pissed on the Patriots way.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the way I look
I don't
at
think.
It. I thought Wes Welker, maybe I'd have to go back. I thought he was like utterly respectful
of
everything
he said. I don't
think
anything that Spikes said was a revelation or, wow, I'm surprised he thought that way. I think we all knew he thought
I'm not saying I'm surprised.
Wait a minute.
I'm just
you don't
saying
think it's a surprise for a player to just say it's flat out hell to play there? Whereas we counter
joking.
Yeah, I think
oh,
no,
I don't. I think no, he hated that time
was,
of year.
Like I said, I think it
I
was
think
some
he hated
to it,
not being able to show his personality.
Hell. You've talked with him while he was here. Did he look like somebody who felt that he was in hell?
No.
Of course not.
I think he hated.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. But the times I've talked to him, especially one-on-ones, there's always been insinuations of things I can't say, I won't say.
Oh, but right. Plenty of players say that.
That's no, about the, how happy he is here.
That's what the hell part is.
Right.
Him
here.
Not being able to say right. the stuff that he wanted
oh,
to
I
say.
Oh, I think hell is he wasn't happy.
Yes, because he wasn't able to say what he wanted to say.
Oh, I think
say.
It's got nothing to do with saying anything. I think he was able flat to be out
him.
Not happy in his environment.
He wasn't able
he
to
didn't
be
didn't like
him.
The way business is done
Wait,
here.
Yes, a load of Buffalo.
I agree that whole thing. I agree with that whole thing.
Well, his other issue is... He's got a 1-year deal, but I mean, he could be out of the league the next year, and then you're free to do whatever the hell you want.
Well, and that's the,
when people realize, you know, you're a
now,
dying
the
breed.
The part of this that we're not even addressing is if he was a 3-down linebacker like a second round pick was supposed to be.
Yeah, he wouldn't have a 1-year
none
contract.
None of this would be happening. Right.
Probably. Yeah.
Well, none of this would be happening.
Well, but there's separate issues there, too. Cause I do think his off field, seemed like every 3 months something comes up with him. You know, he had an injury playing basketball, or he had a suspension, or he missed this, or he's a nonconformist, he'll work
right.
out elsewhere. You
he
know,
hasn't panned
he's
out.
Got a sex tape, he's got a, like, there was always something every few months.
Bill
with
Belichick
him.
Probably 100% thinks it was hell having him as a player. You know?
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if Bill felt like that, because he doesn't like the high maintenance guys.
Right.
So I can understand Bill's side, and that's why, when you had the first opportunity
divorce.
To sever ties, it was best for both.
Actually,
parties.
Prior to the first opportunity, Bill said in December, yeah, I'm done with this.
If he was lighting it
out.
Up every Sunday,
just
maybe
go.
Yeah. Worth the heartache.
That's my point. If he was a 3-down linebacker who could do the things that he was supposed to be able to do, we wouldn't be going through all this crap.
And I actually think he might hurt himself, too, in the long term.
Yes.
Because I think if he were a quiet guy in his role who just kind of... He might play for 6 or 8 teams. He might bounce around like a Paris Lennon.
I was just going to say,
some
could
of
be
these
Paris
issues,
Lennon.
I think, are going to hinder his longevity in the league.
Absolutely. My problem with
you're
Spikes is
right.
he was tantalizing. There were times where he would make that.
Is this the
that,
sex tape you're talking about?
No. There were times where he would make that
Andy's
play,
back.
And you see, wow, you know, he's got it in him. He's got it in him.
Just so you know, mid-90s or early 90s, he would have been my favorite player.
Yeah.
Because the thumping, the blowing people, even that, though,
what?
I got annoyed.
What? The blowing people.
Up. Did I not say up?
You did not say up. I didn't.
That's well, like my...
No, I saw the video. He wasn't blowing anybody. It was...
That's
you,
like
you
my
know.
Are you hung?
Right. But I would... It's just... He's not... It's a different game now.
He's not consistent.
And that's the other
thing. Ben, are you hung?
He thinks he's a 3-down player. I mean, he's made these comments that he's a 3... You know, last year when he came back from his absences in Florida, and then even this offseason, he still thinks he can play all 3 downs and cover and do all this. Just know your role.
Right.
Do your job.
Right.
That's his problem. He doesn't. He wants to be the star like he was at Florida, the All-American, the anti-Tim Tebow on the other side, the energy guy, everything. And I'm sorry. That's the bottom line here. You're not that good.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line for me.
Right.
Because let's be
it's
honest.
Not that good.
You know, if he was really good, we'd put up with it.
And
I'd
this
say,
is not
damn,
one of those.
He
he's not
talk,
on the Patriots.
Right.
It's not one of these. He's not on the Patriots anymore, so he's not that good. He's been a disappointment.
And
he's
said
a,
that.
He's a run stopper, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in this day and age, you know how I feel. Like the whole fullback, running back, nose tackle, run-stuffing linebacker, that position is slowly being phased out. Now, maybe it'll be like John Hanna says. It'll be cyclical. It'll come back. But right now, those kinds of guys, they're not that valuable. What about
but even as a run stopper, there were
Alex
times
Mack.
Where he looked phenomenal, and there were times where he would just guess completely
yeah.
wrong, and he'd be in another zip
right. Well, his goal on every play is to hit somebody as hard as he can.
Yeah.
It may be a ball carrier, maybe a backside guard. He's hitting somebody. That I fully believe his goal, and he takes himself out of plays
right.
all the time.
Yeah.
But even with that, he can play the run.
Oh yeah.
A decade or two ago,
he
would have been very good, very valuable. It's just, it's a different game,
yeah.
and his warts are far too big to take the 100 tackles in the run game.
Speaking of ex-Patriots by the name of Brandon Lloyd, there's a report that he's
comeback
talking
trail.
With the 49ers. They're trying to have him
again?
Come out of
that know, acting
he
career.
He actually didn't retire, did he?
Well, he was focusing on his acting.
But he didn't formally file the paper.
I don't think he retired.
I don't know why they're targeting him, but
this is now the third time supposedly they've expressed
interest.
You know,
he'll regret that. To play. I don't know why they're looking at Brandon Lloyd.
Good luck with that, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. So,
good luck.
Anyway, so that's how. So
yeah, that'll work out well, by the way. Harbaugh.
He can make those catches.
He's a guy that bites his tongue.
Right. He can make those catches across the middle and fall down. That'd be perfect.
I see in the team meeting when he turns his back on the head coach.
He rips off his pleated pants and beats him with them.
His pleated pants. His khakis.
All right, what else? Anything else?
Well, I did kind of, the Alex Mack thing, what are the numbers? And it's 5 years fully guaranteed?
5 years, but I've been reading some different things that say that there's going to be some sort of termination clause that's built in there after like the second year.
The whole fully guaranteed thing is a bit misleading.
Well, it's in other words,
if there's a termination,
it might cause Cleveland pause to match it, because everybody seemed to be saying right away, Adam Schefter, I shouldn't say, someone I respect, and Adam Schefter immediately said, wouldn't expect this to be much of a problem for Cleveland.
Well, Haslam had been on the record.
They actually have more space than Jacksonville
does.
Right,
and Haslam had been on the record, we're basically going to match anything he gets.
Yeah.
But I was just, he's a center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might be the best center. He's a center.
Yeah.
Are we really going to go fully guaranteed contract on a center for $40 million or whatever the hell it's going to be? It's kind of like I felt about Mankins and Will. He's a center, and yes, he's worked hard, and maybe he deserves it, and maybe we have the money, but is it the best way to spend our money?
Is he special to Cleveland the way like a Wilfork is to New England? Or?
No, he's young.
I'm talking about off the field.
I mean, maybe. I'm not there.
I don't know what he does for charity in Cleveland.
But he's 3 years in, right?
I don't know.
Because he's a restricted free agent. He was 4 years in.
He was transitioned.
Yeah. Okay.
Transition tech.
So he's 4 years in.
I don't know. That's kind of on the table.
It's just weird because you don't see a lot of the franchise and transition guys yet.
I saw a review. I'm not going to go see it.
What? Oh, draft day. Yeah. I have less than no
interest. I saw one early review, and they said it's actually well written, well acted, you know, and it's a very intelligent movie. It's not an idiot movie.
Yeah, I look at it like Moneyball. When it's on one of the movie channels, I'll probably see it.
What is it like? What's the point of it?
It's really about this guy,
Sonny. The Browns getting the first round pick, right?
Yeah, the Browns first overall pick. This guy, Sonny, who's the GM, his father was a legendary coach, and he became a GM, and he's fighting all these battles.
He's a disaster. He's like, his job is hanging by a thread.
Yeah, not just at work, but he's got like he's dating their cap consultant, who's Jennifer Gardner. No one knows that they're dating, but they are. What's her name?
Garner.
Garner Belt. But they're dating. Nobody knows about it. So there's like that intrigue there. And I guess every character is really well done. And there's no one in there that's just thrown in there. Everyone has like, you know, a reason to be there and have
Dennis Leary's the coach.
Good lines. Dennis Leary's the coach who the GM doesn't believe in. Costner doesn't really believe that he's the coach that can really take them to the promised land.
I'm giving you the players. That. You just now is it done.
It's the real Browns? Like, are they Cleveland Browns?
They're using all NFL marks. They filmed it actually during last year's draft. So everything is authentic. Yeah.
No, but I
way.
Mean, is it
you got it from the deck.
Real to the time? Are they, did they, is there,
you mean is it modern
did the
day,
franchise
like
moved?
10 years
are
earlier?
They expansion franchise that has been struggling for a while? Like,
I think they're the modern day Browns.
Okay, so it's relatively timely to
I
now.
Believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe so. Because it's in the new stadium.
Yeah.
So it's.
Yep.
Is their owner potentially going to be indicted for
no.
issues?
The owner was not cast.
So. There's a lot of.
Yeah, it's on the plane
national
on a road trip.
NFL media types that have cameos.
Believe it or not, Deion Sanders is in it. I don't know how he got a cameo, but Rich Eisen. I don't know how he got in it.
Our boy Alex Marvez.
Yeah,
I saw he tweeted out. Yeah, a lot of them are.
Oh yeah,
a lot of the NFL Network / national guys. You know. Jeff Darlington, I think, is in it,
but not our guys, right? Crap and.
I didn't see their names in the tweet that I saw yesterday that had someone took a picture of the credits as they were rolling, and I think it was Alex Marvez, and it was him and Darlington. And
did Borges make it?
I didn't
He's
see
in a lot of these
either.
Football movies.
I didn't see Borges either.
Oh yeah. What other ones was
I don't know.
He's been in
and boxing.
You got that
he has been in a,
you can, like he
a fair
I believe he has an IMDb
movies.
Page that you
oh,
can
really?
Look up. I
yeah.
believe
he's
so.
Been in a fair amount of things. I don't know how many.
The Longest Yard remake with Adam Sandler. He was in that.
Borges was,
and I'm pretty sure a couple boxing movie. I'm pretty sure he has an IMDb.
Is he in The Fighter? I think he was in The Fighter.
IMDb.
That's funny.
Oh, the one. Yeah, I think he was.
With Wahlberg. Mickey Ward.
Was he?
Yeah, I think he was.
I'm not positive.
I don't remember.
Well, just
that.
So you know, you couldn't miss these guys. Like, they might be in the background yelling a question. Right,
but,
you know.
Right. I think I would have remembered
was it
Ron.
Was back or back of the way?
Right. Let's get to some Spike's emails while we're at it. Then we'll get to the phones. Michelle, who loves it when I call her Shalada, says, I really don't have a problem with Spike's riling up Patriots Nation. On the contrary, I think it's kind of funny. But when he tweeted 4 years a slave, he lost me as a fan. It's so offensive on so many levels, I can't even begin to make sense of it. And with a tweet like that, he also made it crystal clear to me why the he ended the season on IR and why there were no chance in hell we're going to re-sign him. I can't wait for him to shoot the gap and miss everyone and their mother when we play them. So if you're listening, Spikes, welcome back to Foxborough. Welcome back. And I hope Andy's marathon training goes well. I'll be cheering for you.
I can't wait till he and Mankins collide. I think they could go at it. They're two feisty, edgy guys.
Jonathan says, I bet you the Bills wish Brandon Spikes would shut up already.
Yeah,
yes, the
that's
Pats,
my point.
Yes, the Pats ask their employees to be low-key, but so do a lot of other companies and teams. Brandon Spikes is the type of employee who tries to go against the grain and will wear out his welcome in most places pretty quickly. He's a two-down player who thinks he's a three-down player. We're better off having Jamie Collins in the field. Goodbye and good riddance. I hope he enjoys Buffalo.
Well, I agree with the on-field assessment.
Well, but that's just a strict football.
Yeah.
I want the athlete on the field as opposed to the
And
sloth.
Fred says, I think Spikes likes to talk to people and interact with his Twitter followers. I imagine the Patriots watching Twitters, interviews, and press conferences of players. I can imagine Belichick chewing somebody for retweeting a picture making fun of the Jets. Belichick wants his team to be in a shell when it comes to publicity. Almost polar opposites to the Cowboys, having presidents in his suites at the Final Four. Also, what do you guys think of the preseason slate? I like the Jackson versus Revis matchup and another joint practice with the Eagles. I like NFL.com had a poll today. Which preseason game are you most looking forward to? None!
I would hope that the answer to that was none.
That wasn't an option, but I wanted none.
The fourth one, because that means it's over.
Well, Paul, you wrote the analysis for Patriots.com on that. Now, what did you think of the Revis and Jackson matchup?
I didn't write an analysis, and I didn't really delve into any particular matchups that probably will not take place during the course of a preseason. But that's okay.
Paul, you did an analysis on the Patriots preseason.
Wait, did he do that accidentally or for real? Because I couldn't
tell. You did
it
for real?
Yeah. I wasn't really listening, but I caught some of it. So I just.
Oh, he had that look in his eye. I could tell.
He's like Spikes. He's just joking.
Always.
Going to Washington, though, that's
can you be a famous troll? Like, is he a troll? Isn't that what they call him on the internet when you're just, like, on Twitter
looking
and you're trying to, like...
Yeah, you're waiting for people to come by and...
So, is he a troll? Can you be a famous troll?
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know how the
I don't know how the lingo
works. Yeah, because that's what he is. He trolls for interaction.
Yeah.
I mean, he tries to set people off. And, yeah, oh, yeah.
Dan writes that Paul basically hit the nail on the head about Spikes. He was a very good, borderline, great run defender who occasionally made a play or two. Beyond that, he sucks and likely will have to compete just to keep his roster spot in Buffalo. Oh, and did I mention Buffalo? Because he's in Buffalo. Did Patriots Nation forget that little fact? Why are we getting worked up over this? Also, Andy made a good point about centers. I'm still curious why Wendell got the money he did. What happened to you can always get a center? Are there any rotational linemen in the draft that could be a good fit? Our line still looks thin.
Wendell didn't really get any money.
He didn't get much money.
I mean, even with the lump of the whole contract, it's like 2 years, $3 million.
Yeah, there was...
At some point, he's been around a few years.
The problem with that contract is the way it was initially reported was inaccurate. And that's probably what some of our listeners are still... there was some real ambiguous details to that contract when it first was announced.
There's like $4 million in there.
And
Andy
and I have sort of been told that it's not anywhere near that $8 million mark that you heard earlier. It's sort of along the neighborhood of 2 years, $3 million.
Hey, Kevin, are you seeing any breaking news about Colin Kaepernick out there? No?
Why, is he signing?
No, he might be in a little hot water.
Oh, for what?
I don't want to say it because...
Oh, it might not be true?
It could be the, you know, so...
The big thing on Twitter right now is Colbert and...
Colbert is replacing Letterman.
Really?
Yeah,
oh boy. Is he going to be? Is he going to be the Colbert character, or is he going to be himself?
Right. I don't know what is himself. I don't know who he
is. What is himself?
What? Well, he plays a character on his
right, and
current
I've never
show.
Seen him otherwise.
Oh, really?
I've never seen him out of character.
Really?
No.
Even when he's been like a guest on other shows?
He's always as that guy.
Yeah, but is Letterman that guy? Or is Letterman a character that hosts?
No, Letterman's Letterman.
Yeah, I think Letterman's...
Well, Pro Football
Like,
Talk...
I consider us characters on this show, like...
Fred. Yeah, but you're being yourself.
Fred, sort of.
There is a thing on Twitter for Pro Football Talk about
You're being an exaggerated
Kaepernick.
Version of yourself.
So is that... That's legit enough to talk
yeah,
about,
Yeah, okay,
right?
if it's on Pro Football of, yeah. Talk, sure.
Yeah, I mean, like local... it's not like they once reported somebody died and... Yeah, he wasn't local. Like,
he's being investigated for a sexual assault.
Oh.
According Colin to Pro Kaepernick. Football Talk.
Oh. Yeah.
On his arm.
He has not been charged.
Oh, he sexually assaulted his arm?
Well, you know, because he's always kissing it.
Well, I was going to ask, you know, male or female. It's nothing, San Francisco. You never know.
Nothing like taking...
I'm a modern-day person.
Oh, yes.
That's okay. Yes, that's right. Okay to say.
No, I am open.
Brandon Spikes can't be, like, disappointed that he's been stuck here for 4 years.
Wait a minute.
But he could just assume that everybody in San Francisco
right,
is gay.
Right. It's the modern day. There are a lot of homosexuals in San Francisco.
Everywhere.
Oh. Everywhere.
It happened in Miami.
Like, your guy came out and it barely made a ripple. Right?
I was right about that.
It's to the point. Yeah, but it's—I mean, it didn't make a huge splash because.
Well, I guess it's a TMZ report.
Oh,
so that may not be.
Well, TMZ is more accurate than Florio.
Pretty good.
Way more accurate than Florio.
Well, Florio only takes the reports from other people.
The wall in that bathroom is more accurate than Florio. Right. That stall you read in about somebody's mother is more accurate than Florio.
All right, let's go to the phones, 508-298-0398. Jeff is in Vegas. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
Not too much, and a little shout-out to the PFW Elite in helping out Andy Hotz with
yes.
his fundraising efforts. That's a real nice fellowship that they have going over there.
They may be crazy, but they're good.
Yes. A couple things. I've just been reflecting a little bit during the off season, and as a Patriots fan for my entire lifetime, I can't help but having a bit of a feeling of emptiness as far as like the past 10 years or so. And when you think back, I've been thinking back to that 2006 AFC Championship game at Indianapolis.
Yes.
And it's like if Caldwell doesn't drop that pass, or they don't have the 10 men in the huddle penalty on their last drive when they're trying to run the clock out.
Or 12.
They probably win that Super Bowl. And then you think if Samuel makes the interception play in 2007 or Welker catches the pass in 2012, the second Giants Super Bowl, it's like they could have three more rings.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They could have six.
Correct.
And the fact that they were that close leaves you empty?
Yeah.
Well,
make sure you don't look at the three. They won by 3 points.
If they had scored five more touchdowns in Denver last year, they may have beaten Seattle, too. That could be seven. Well,
if Adam and Terry missed a field goal, they could have zero.
I hear you. And they had no business even being in that 2006 AFC Championship, getting by, you know, San Diego. They didn't play well. But my point is, you can, even how Belichick has sabotaged himself as a GM with refusing until Jones to really get a pass rusher and all the missed, you know, draft choices, all those missed second rounders, they're still within a play here, there, a bounce here and there of having six rings. And so I think it comes down to they're just, even if you watch the UConn game the other night, these teams just making play after play after play. And for whatever reason, it's like, how much does the draft matter? You can have all these playmakers, but they still have to make plays in the big games. And for whatever reason, the past 10 years, they just haven't played their best.
Well, the definition of a playmaker is they make plays, or else you don't get that moniker.
Jeff, have you been drinking?
Yeah. or are you just trolling?
Jeff Colin, like, Belichick sabotages draft.
It's like a roller coaster that we're riding. It's like they're three plays away from six titles, and if Belichick hasn't sabotaged himself as a GM, I don't know where this is going.
I know, but Belichick, even though he's had all those misses, he still could have easily had six rings in a lot of ways.
Right, so maybe they weren't quite the misses that you think they are.
Well, are we getting back to they need playmakers?
No, but Brady and Belichick, that's
they need playmakers. Their failures have come for lack of playmakers, and we talked about this, I don't know if this was off or on the air, their wins earlier came because they had playmakers. The Troy Browns and, you know, guys that stepped up and made plays with the game on the line.
But was David Tyree a playmaker? Was Mario Manningham a playmaker? Why can't the team? Here's what I think they are.
Like I give credit for Jermaine Wiggins or J.R. They're not great football players,
exactly,
but they
right.
made plays that helped you win games.
Yeah, but you wouldn't call David Tyree a playmaker.
No, neither would you call Jermaine Wiggins
right,
one,
right.
but he made plays in that playoff
right,
run.
Right. So for that specific time and place, he was a playmaker.
Right, but
Eli Manning was a playmaker. I'm not sure he's a playmaker now.
But I think when you're talking about the Patriots need to get playmakers, you're talking about
Revis,
blue chips,
you know, or draft. But yes.
Yeah.
But in general, I think both their elites and their lower levels have failed to make plays lately.
And let's not put Mario Manningham in David Tyree's category. Mario Manningham's a good NFL wide receiver.
Right.
He's not great, but David Tyree, that was this one day in the sun. He's
and there was
never
no
had any success before or since.
Luck to that play.
No, I
Eli
wanna,
made a great throw to a great spot.
I just want to establish, you know, what Andy's talking about, the Patriots need to, the type of players that he thinks the Patriots need
in
to
general,
get.
I think you need good overall playmakers.
But David Tyree.
The Giants would probably argue they need playmakers too.
Right.
Right. But on a smaller level, I do think they've had across the board failure to make plays. Not just Wes Welker, but Aaron Hernandez or whoever, you know, even Matthew Slater. Matthew Slater at the beginning of that Denver game had an opportunity. He was put in a role. You would never call him a playmaker, right? For his career or a season. But if he catches that and makes a big play, Bethel Johnson, your guy, who you love, he made a play in that Tennessee game to be a playmaker. Right?
I hear what he said. Yep.
You know, there's a litany of these guys that have made them. There's also a litany of guys who've been put in a spot to make them that haven't.
Does what you're saying, does that kind of really point out that a lot of this is
luck?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know
I'm glad
saying?
You've
yep.
come around.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not luck to be there every year with 14 wins.
Right. That's
but to get the final
because
straw,
they have
isn't
the
that
guy.
Parcells?
And that's why I don't have an empty
but
feeling.
But isn't that Parcells? Get in the tournament and anything can happen.
I agree with you. Right. You shouldn't have an empty feeling.
Right.
And that, you know, Jeff's probably using
language have an empty trophy
probably a little
a
bit
decade,
stronger, but that's what you do have the ultimate playmaker because you have a great quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's
season.
Why you're involved in all these big games every year because you have that, and very few teams do. The ones that do are generally involved in these games every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, my point about Belichick is it's still amazing that he can get a player away to having six rings, even with all his, say, GM shortcomings. But here's the point.
I like sabotage better than shortcomings.
I just don't understand.
What Brady and Belichick are missing on their resume, and what I selfishly want as a Patriots fan for my entire life, I want the game, the events, the lights out. I want to have a convincing one more before Brady hangs it up.
I do too, but I just think I kind of have to laugh at the fact that, you know, he has all these GM shortcomings because he doesn't have six rings.
That's true, but look, the Seahawks last year, lights out. Tampa Bay even had one in the early
90s. Someone's going to win every year.
Why can't we ever get that?
Why can't we win every year? I don't.
And convincingly.
Yeah,
I can't believe how strongly I'm aligned with Fred on this particular argument.
Guys, we have Revis. We have Revis. If Gronk is healthy, if we can somehow get a playmaking receiver to stretch the field, maybe in the next two or three years, we could get that convincing Super Bowl victory that would really finish off this run.
Wait, so it has to be convincing?
Why does it need to be
can't
convincing?
Just be a victory
why
now?
Can't it just be 3 points like the other four, the other three were?
Did you just say you're sick of 3-point Super Bowl victories? Blow him up. Get him out of here.
Enough.
I'm sorry, you've had
enough,
your run.
Enough.
We'll talk to you at the pregame social.
I think he's trolling. You think he was trolling?
I don't know, but it worked.
Right.
He got me.
Everybody seems
that's why they hate Patriots fans.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he's dismissing the part that you can have all of those things in place and you're still not guaranteed
right.
of anything.
Right.
You know, who's healthy when? Who's playing well at the end? Who gets a matchup that's beneficial to them? It's so reliant on so many different things. And then even then, the bottom line is David Tyree caught the pass that day. And Asante Samuel, the interception went off his hand. And Wes Welker couldn't make a catch that I've seen him make before. It still comes
right.
down to luck
and
in so many different ways. Stuff happens.
You know,
right.
Peyton Manning did not expect to begin a Super Bowl with a snap that he's chasing.
Snap that goes over, you know, catching
right?
him off guard.
Do you
guard.
Know how, I don't know, out of this world unlikely it would be for any team to win six Super Bowls in the span that we're talking about?
And plus, don't do it by three.
I mean, right, but...
Well, the most is four in 6 years, right?
Right.
And that's unbelievable.
That's the most in I don't understand how people can look at it and just say so flippantly what they should have.
Right.
You know? And then I also thought it was like he ended with, if Gronk's healthy and we have Revis, there's a chance we... You know there's a chance because the last 3 years you've been in the AFC title game.
Right.
You have Brady. You have Belichick. Nothing major has changed, and you've had a chance for three straight years. You have a chance.
You're always going to have a chance as long as you have the structure in place.
But I don't know. If they're not going to blow them out in the Super Bowl, I don't even want to go.
Bill, you know, you have Bill and Tom, just like if you have Manning, if you have Breeze, if you have Rodgers, you're going to be involved. Nowadays, it looks like Luck, Wilson, and Kaepernick are putting themselves in that situation. They're going to be involved. The teams that have that structure in place are going to have a chance. Now it comes down to Andy's thing that he so eloquently put. Stuff happens.
Right.
It does.
I just want to know how long it takes to heat up pizza.
I am wondering a little. I'm a little concerned. She said, where's the radio studio?
Yeah. Plus, she said, I'm more concerned with, I'm not walking all the way down there.
Let's go to Marcus
in
Miami.
She had a baby 9 months ago. You're not pregnant anymore. Walk your ass down.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Oh,
hey, Marcus.
You know, this and that.
I've been listening to the whole Brandon Spikes thing, and he's an interesting character. It's one of those things where, I mean, obviously the Patriot way is something that everyone has bought into. It's not for everybody. I think we've actually, I'm pretty sure you guys noticed that we don't have any more 2006 Florida Gator National Championship guys on our team. Obviously, Aaron Hernandez is in jail. Jay Cunningham is with the Jets. Brandon Spikes is gone. So, it is what it is. I was kind of shocked that he said that. It was kind of like, I mean, they were talking about it on Mike and Mike in the morning. They were talking about it on First Take. They were talking about Numbers Never Lie. And it just it's a little sticky, man. He's a good guy.
Day.
He just talks too much, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, definitely
that's
it's
pretty
a slow
much
news
it.
Day.
My question is, I called in Tuesday and it was asking about the grades on the team. Give me the grades on defense, because like I said, I mean, I honestly think with us, like I said, I've been preaching this for the last couple of months now. We went 12-4 with a duct tape defense. Now we have a better. We haven't even drafted our players yet. So we still have $8 million in cap space. We got a upgraded secondary, like a transformer almost. You know, what do we look like on defense now, guys? I hang up. Just want to hear your grades on defensive line, linebackers, and now our safeties.
Okay.
Well, it's too soon
Thanks,
to give out.
Marcus.
Kind of too soon to give
well,
out grades.
Guessing, I mean, just guessing. I mean,
they haven't drafted anybody yet either.
And right. Especially like defensive line, are Wilfork and Kelly both healthy?
Well,
are
that's
they on
the
field?
You have to assume that they are.
Okay. If they're healthy and on the field, defensive line, I will go.
Give it a B plus. Yeah, B plus.
I was going to go B minus, but B. If it's linebacker, Mayo's on the field, I guess I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I'm a little, that's a B minus C. I'm a little.
C, really?
I have my doubt. There's no depth, first of all. So beyond the starters, there's nothing.
Right.
You're going to have Hightower in the middle. We liked him late last year, but I'm not sold 100%. And Collins, I need to see what he's going to be as an every down, every game player.
Yeah.
So and you give it a C?
C. I'll give him a C+.
C+. How about the secondary?
Secondary, incomplete. I don't have a starting safety. So one of four jobs, I don't know who's going to play.
Oh, Patrick Sharp.
And
you better be kidding.
And two of four jobs, well, I mean, we won't have Browner for the first four games of the season.
Right.
So there's some.
Right.
Assuming Browner pans out and you get him for the 12 games and he works out, you would think that the secondary will be better. You know, just you have two guys that are probably better than the two guys starting in those spots last year. And now you have the guys that were here last
right.
year.
Now
still,
depth
you know,
is
you have Ryan, you have Arrington, you have Dennard. I still think there's a chance that Dennard will remain in that starting job. I'm not willing to just hand that to Browner. But if he pans out and he's better than Dennard, your cornerback situation should be better because I know that Revis is better than Tlaib.
Mm-hmm. Now, and but Andy's right.
You don't know
right,
about your
Fred,
safeties.
McCourty should be better because you have given him sort of some leeway for having to cover asses around him and.
Right.
Well, if your corners are better, then he should feel a little more playmaking.
It's more likely Revis will be like, Devin, get out of my way.
The Mike Felger
you go,
theory.
Go worry about the other side.
Patrick Chung will be fine back there as long as Revis is there. I don't worry about who plays safety. That's
idiotic.
Felger's theory.
Oh wait, you're right. You already said that. It's a Felger theory, so I didn't need to say idiotic.
Revis is there, so it doesn't matter.
Robin in Alaska writes, and during Mickey Mouse's call from Vegas, he said that Belichick hasn't tried to get the guys we think he needs and that he keeps missing on his draft picks. The fact that Belichick has missed on these draft picks disproves the idea that he hasn't tried to fill these holes. If these selections had done what Belichick thought they would, then the holes would be filled. As Barbarella says, he cannot throw the ball and catch it too.
Barbarella.
Bill can't coach and play for the
What's
team.
What's that mean?
Giselle. He's making fun of Giselle.
Well, what does Barbarella mean?
That was Jane Fonda in like an old movie where she played...
Ahoa.
No, it was like a space...
A space
like,
science fiction
kind of thing.
Yeah. Was she... Really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was Clute that Jane Fonda was a whore in.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. I thought Barbarella... I know you saw her boobies in Barbarella, right?
I don't know.
It's funny the way he says it. Yeah.
I like your boobs.
But I know that she was from the planet Duran Duran.
Was it? Is that where the group gets
Duran
the name
Duran?
From?
I assume.
What came first, the group or the...
No.
Oh, the movie came long.
The movie was like early 70s.
I just saw a thing on the news behind Eric, not the unpatriotic display by Brandon Spikes. There was a TMZ photo. Is there a photo involved in that Colin Kaepernick case? It appeared to show him in just boxers sexually assaulting a girl.
Trent Baalke
that there was a photo.
Has just issued a statement saying that we're aware of the and we're gathering the pertinent
Eric, facts. Can you look that up on TMZ, please?
Kevin.
Kevin, can you look that up on TMZ?
Because photo also looked like it may have been intentionally distorted.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you might have seen stuff you're not allowed to see on TV.
Right. Because it looked very...
Which would lead to sexual assault if stuff you're not allowed to see on TV was on.
Channel 7's doing man-on-the-street interviews about Brandon Spikes.
They were here yesterday, live trucks.
This is unbelievable.
Having sex doesn't necessarily mean it was an assault.
No, I know, but it looked like an assault.
But if you can't put it on television, it's probably at least...
Certainly something happened.
It's something at least graphic.
He can't claim nothing happened.
You can't put it on, on TV if they were naked.
He can't claim nothing happened.
Is that
I don't think he's claimed anything. He hasn't said a word.
Oh, I don't have any idea.
No, that story that I wrote on that I talked about on Pro
Football
Talk.
There's a photo of him
with
a bunch of chicks in bikinis, but I don't see him in his underwear.
He hasn't commented.
Every photo that Gronkowski ever took.
Right.
I don't think they call him.
And a tough time when you're negotiating your contract extension to.
Don't worry about that.
I want $20 million a year. Disregard the sexual assault case against me.
Felix in Houston has another topic we can throw out there. What are your opinions on Jeremy Jacobs trying to buy the Bills? Is this considered blasphemy?
I don't get it.
I have no problem. He owns the Bruins for
those
people who don't know.
Why is that blasphemous? I don't understand.
I don't know why people
He's a Buffaloian.
He's from
Buffalo. And if you're in sports, you want to own an NFL team. I don't think, for example, Robert Kraft would begrudge him to buy the Bills.
To the contrary. Right? I think he has a good relationship with Jeremy Jacobs. And I think, in general, wouldn't you want to have guys that you are comfortable with as your fellow owners?
These owners have to work together.
Yes.
And he's certainly a steady businessman. It's not a fly-by-night, new age money. Are they capable of being in the club kind of guy?
He's owned a professional franchise for, several decades now. Hasn't really gotten in any trouble in terms of, like Jimmy Haslam kind of trouble.
Right, that's what I
mean. What would you rather have?
And he owns Aramark? Which one does he own? He owns
Yeah, I think he does own Aramark.
It's one of
those concessions. For all we know, maybe that's the concessionaire at Ralph Wilson.
He owns Delaware North.
No, that's the company that he
Pretty
has,
sure part of his holdings is
a
concession.
It's a concession.
Oh, okay.
It was like Harry M. Stevens or Aramark or whatever. It might be the same thing now.
And maybe he already owns that. Maybe he has the contract in Buffalo. So maybe there's already even a business relationship built. And he's from Buffalo.
Listen, we haven't talked to Mr. Kraft about this. Maybe he doesn't like Jeremy Jacobs. Maybe it's the last guy in the world he'd like to see come
friendly.
In.
I've never gotten
Jeremy Jacobs loves salary caps. He was the one who wanted a salary cap in the NHL, and he'll have one in the NFL.
And they wanted a trophy. A big one. Yeah. And they got one.
Oh.
So
that'd be pretty cool.
No, I think
to have a cup and a Lombardi.
I don't know how most Boston fans think. I know I don't
strippers.
Think,
how
I
many
think
owners
I have
won multiple titles? You know the answer, anybody? Owners that have won multiple titles.
In sports?
Yeah, like
I don't know.
Remember Kroenke? Didn't he own everything for a while in Denver?
Didn't they force him to sell?
Yeah.
He wouldn't let him sell the Nuggets?
No, he wanted the Rams and they wouldn't let him have the Rams because he had other things. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
That would appear to be a problem here.
He had to sell one of his other teams.
Yes, one of the other teams. I don't think he had to sell them both.
No, but he had to get rid of
He didn't really sell them, did he? And like, doesn't his daughter own it now?
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying with the
much like Chuck Wood or whatever.
This is the typical.
If Jacobs did do that, then probably Charlie Jacobs, his son, would run.
And he already is, right?
The Bruins. Yeah.
Isn't he already kind of running the Bruins?
He's like the president,
This
think,
last minute and a half for me is typical PFW in progress for me.
I know nothing.
I know just enough to get myself in trouble.
Right.
I don't know all the details.
Let's go to Eldridge in North Carolina. Hey, Eldridge.
Hey, son, how y'all doing?
Good.
I'm doing good, too. I don't know why, but like the previous caller, my guys just leave the Patriots and just talk QT trash because they didn't live up to their potential. If you ask me.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it. Yep. Yep.
Your potential, and you could have been great, but you want to go to the Cowboys, you should have went there the first place. Or do you like Manning did, demand a trade.
Right. Well, obviously, Brandon Spikes is not interested in winning. So. I mean, you know, right?
Why? He thinks he's going to beat the Patriots twice next year.
Yeah, but
that was good. That's well delivered.
My question is, hey, Paul, I found that story, man. It was Apple on NFL Network.
What
I got
story?
On the phone. Well, I was talking about last Tuesday, about the draft choices that the Patriots supposedly interviewed and came to the Patriots. Five of them.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Like the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, that's the offensive linemen, that's the defensive tackles, and one safety. But it wasn't the one that Andy wants. According to their arc.
Okay.
You know. And then the quarterback, the one that I think Paul wants, big 6'5", strong arm guy, ain't what's coming today.
Zach Mettenberger?
Yeah, because that's on the Patriots app. That's on the Patriots app that I got.
Okay. Yes, Mettenberger, I think they met with him while at his pro day.
They met in with Berger.
Yeah, they did.
So
they held a workout with him, I believe.
Thanks, Eldridge.
Before his pro day.
Yeah, I was actually watching some Mettenberg tape the other day, and I was mentioning to Andy. I do think he looks good. I love his accuracy. I love his arm strength.
He
seems to make good decisions. A little bit too relaxed, maybe in the pocket.
Why does that bother you?
Well, I think that maybe he had less pressure at LSU, and I'm not sure. You know, I just didn't see like. His pocket awareness being as what he might need.
I'm just the opposite.
That was
he's
say,
very poised in the pocket.
That was going to be my thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that? Wouldn't that be more of an attribute than a detriment?
I don't know if he was aware of everything that was going around him. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought just the opposite. I thought he was a very poised guy in the pocket, and he's not mobile. He's not gonna make you miss or anything like that. He's not gonna outrun anybody. Get himself. He needs good protection because he's not gonna avoid. He's like Manning and Brady. He's not gonna avoid it.
All right, food is here. So let's take a break. When we come back, more of your emails and calls here in PFW in progress.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped us show up where we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of Domino's. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
We are boring to tears, young Benjamin. He was just asleep on his mom's shoulder.
He's probably hungry.
Ben, are you hungry?
Are you hungry?
Hungry. Oh, God. Don't.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
You should know hungry? I got a little wiener.
Thanks, the Heffernans for...
Heffernans.
Heffernans. I was going to say Heffernrepper, but that's... All right, we'll see you on... See you next Tuesday.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline, web radio at patriots.com. Food came by way of Pinocchio's Pizza and Subs. In Harvard Square, 74 Winthrop Street, and very good Sicilian style pizza.
Is that what this is considered?
Yeah.
The thick square
Sicilian
pizza.
Sicilian.
It's good.
Yep.
It's very good.
Very good. Very good pizza. Uh-huh. Good flavoring.
Sicilian message.
We've got a buffalo chicken, pepperoni, and a cheese.
They were a sea hair short of being best of Boston pizza. I think they were like 5 votes short or something.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They
run.
Is that ranch on top of that?
Yeah, it would appear to be.
So, and Andy's already lighting it up.
That means it's good, just so you know.
Light it up!
So,
it's very good.
So thank you, Pinocchio's Pizza.
Taste of that in my mouth.
Next time that you're in Harvard Square, check them out. I guess they're a real, they've been around for like 30 years.
Oh, I have no idea.
Is that what I heard? 30, I thought it was 35 new. Years, something like that?
Yeah, I thought it was. Too.
Kevin Collins.
30 years.
Digging
and they
into the
see a lot of potential when you walk in that door.
Pinocchio.
I knew what you were talking about. Just a little taken aback by that.
Well, I just looked at the logo on the box and I thought of that commercial.
John in South Carolina, I am so sick of Patriots fans saying they're disgusted or feel empty about the Patriots. It's pathetic. Maybe this is because I lived through Patriot season since the late 70s, but I'm still not disappointed. Every year we have a chance to win the Super Bowl. I used to dream about that when I was in high school. I want to see them win it all every year. But once you get to the division championships, anything can happen. As a matter of fact, anything can happen on any game. I'm proud the Patriots went to two Super Bowls and lost. I wish they would have won, but they did what 30 other teams failed to do. Does that mean I'm happy with every move the Patriots make? Hell no. However, I am far from being left feeling empty. Oh, and Jeff in Vegas is a douche for that statement. For my question, who is going to be our starting strong safety? Is that person currently on the team? That's from Paul. He says, Paul, did you read my email on Taj Boyd in Clemson? If so, what are your thoughts? I don't know.
I didn't, Fred. Can you find that email so you can read it for us? Maybe later?
I think I sent it to you. I don't know.
I don't remember reading nothing in my inbox from Taj Boyd.
All right. It was about Taj Boyd.
No, I assumed it was like a web radio email.
Right, I don't know.
From Taj Boyd. Hey, it's Taj.
Paul, what do you think of
hey,
me?
Taj.
I hope the starting safety is not yet on the team.
I don't believe.
I hope so, too.
I don't believe he is.
Okay. I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. If he is, I'm not going to love it.
Yeah.
Whether it's Logan Ryan, Daron Harmon, or Patrick Chung, I will not love the starting strong safety.
What if the starting strong safety comes via the draft?
I'll be excited. Mm-hmm. Day-own.
Yeah.
Like in the first round.
That'd sure. be exciting. Yeah.
Okay. Calvin Pryor.
So the fact that they use that pick not on a defensive end or wide receiver, you don't, or tight end, you're okay with them using that on a strong safety?
I have that as one of my top two needs because okay. of what we just said.
All right.
The starter doesn't exist.
Okay. All right.
So they need to acquire a starting caliber strong safety somewhere.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Chester's in Portland. Hey, Chester.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, John in South Carolina, that email just took the words completely out of my mouth for a month now. I mean, you know, I feel like there's just a different perspective from old school Pats Nation in terms of what this team has given us in this last decade. And, you know, the new money mentality of some of these fans just absolutely insults me to the core. I mean, just year after year, 3-13. I mean, this has just been such an amazing decade. And, John, I appreciate you putting that out there. On that note, shout out to PFW Elite Nation. That was the first example of elite on elite crime, going out to Jeff in Vegas, which was very entertaining. But, on that note, man, quite the philanthropist group in that group. Andy, hopefully you're seeing some more contributions. And get out there and support our boy Coxie, in Southern Oregon, my brother in the Oregon Nation here. Just wanted to say this reaction from Spikes, guys, comes as no surprise to me. I mean, a loose cannon and a tight ship, to me, they just thought they'd never mixed. And, you know, you got to unleash that cannon and dump it into the sea. I mean, it's time to move forward. I mean, guys, the only other perspective this guy has is his time at the University of Florida.
Right.
God knows how they roll. I mean, this to me is just absolutely no surprise to me. I was waiting to hear the Twitter comments, and I mean, I think we just got to laugh and kind of look forward to see what we're going to throw at this guy next year, because I think we're going to catch him with his pants down on a multiple occasions there. For me, I think Vereen's just going to rip him on a bubble screen. I cannot wait to see him over pursue on something like that. But you know, as far as this slavery comment, I hate this thing too, but I really think that we all got to just back off of analyzing this thing. You know, to me, it's just it's a reference of, you know, of really, you know, speaking to the level of structure on this team. He just was a bad fit. You know, again, good riddance. This is addition by subtraction, and I think we just got to put stock in the fact that this is an organization that has a high level of structure. And anybody who's worked in corporate America and worked for a group that really has a high level of control on their standards knows that people like that just don't fit.
and it's just a cultural difference. Right. Anyway, the reason why I wanted to call today was to get some response for this guy, John in Bourne, Mass., from Tuesday's show. This guy is suggesting that it's time to turn the page on Brady again, and, you know, I know this is a kind of a rehashed conversation, but, dude, this guy is insane to suggest that we look in any kind of a different direction. I mean, you know, did you this guy watch any of last season? I mean, all these comebacks. I mean, I don't have to sit here and defend Brady, but, you know, our playoff woes in the past have nothing to do with Brady and more with just poor execution and poor secondary help, line issues. I mean, look, the list can go on and on. I think Jeff touched on some of those little, you know, shortfalls, but listen, John, just because you have two bridges within walking distance doesn't mean that you got to take a jump. Take a step back, get behind this team, because we're in for a special year. The draft calendar is ticking away. I can't wait. You guys have a great weekend. I'm out.
All right. Chester brings it.
He's out.
He brings it. Good stuff.
Speaking of finding emails, can you read my friend Anna Palmer?
Oh, yes.
Who I once again want to thank for a very generous donation to my marathon efforts. And then I thought kind of an enlightening email on her perspective as a Patriots fan and growing up. And
yeah, it's a little long, but it's not that bad. It's well written. Dear Fred, Paul, Andy, Kevin, and the other guy. Andy asked me to call in after I donated to his marathon fund. I decided to write instead because I don't think my story will make for good radio. Still, I felt compelled to share it.
So we'll read it.
Because there are probably lots of others like me. She calls it Anna Rosenblum Palmer, a football story. My father, a sculptor, always had a studio in our house. The after-school soundtrack of my life was whichever two yahoos he was listening to on sports radio yelling at each other. It was AM in those days, and his reception in his large steel girded building was poor, despite purchasing every antenna-boosting mechanism on the market. Their voices were alternately tinny and bellowing with bursts of static for extra annoyance. Yet, over time, they became soothing. He tolerated the Red Sox talk, but loved the Celtics, and most of all, the Patriots. This was in the late 70s and early 80s, before Refrigerator Perry and our almost burying of the Bears. He loved a scrappy underdog, and this was an entire team of them. I liked the green of the Celtics. My second grade journals were filled with love letters to Nate Archibald and musing over whether or not Chris Ford had a perm. Merited, even with hindsight being what it is. We never went to a game. In addition to being an artist, my father was a bit of a shut-in, made stronger in his later life. Also coming to a head was his lack of tolerance with the way basketball as a professional sport became. Its paydays began to upset him, and when Larry Bird was over, so was his super fandom, which left the Patriots. When I went away to college, it was in Rhode Island. This made my fanaticism easy. Even in a school of liberal humanitarians, there were enough of us that wanted to watch grown men put on costumes and throw their bodies around with abandon. Actually, put that away, I wonder if the game had a dual draw.
Oh. Hey, now.
In any case, the only way I could get my father to talk to me on the phone was about the Patriots, so I subscribed to the Globe and kept up our patter. This sounds like a story Eric would write. I moved for a year after college to Brookline, and walking by the Harvard Square newsstand, close to Pinocchio's probably,
yes.
I spied Patriots Football Weekly. This and DirecTV got me through the next 5 years. I moved to Vermont in 1996 and learned that Vermont evidently didn't consider itself to be part of New England. Some lifetime ago, the Giants had trained the Champlain Valley, and every single good old boy who should have been a Patriots fan rooted for the wrong red and blue. This disloyalty shocked me. The bar arguments entertained me. I subscribed to PFW even though it often arrived after the game had been played. I checked on the success rate of the penny and laughed at the reporters. I was prescient after the fact. The first Super Bowl run of my clear memory came the first year in Vermont, and I'm pleased to tell you that even the networks covered it. I'm not pleased with the outcome. My father had become friends with the Kraft's ex-business partner, and the guy chartered a plane from Logan and got him seats in the box with the governor. That game was played in New Orleans, my father's hometown. A huge storm kept the game grounded, and my dad kept his streak of biggest fan never to attend a game alive.
That sucks.
I think she meant the plane grounded, not the game grounded.
Yeah, she did, Fred.
My father died on Valentine's Day of 2000.
Oh.
My continued and growing obsession with the
That's
Patriots.
It's Drew Bledsoe's birthday, right?
Valentine's Day 2000?
Valentine's Day, yes.
Well, not 2000.
My continued and growing obsession with the Patriots has a lot to do with keeping our connection alive, but once you know something, it is hard not to appreciate it. And as I do, I think my father would have loved the Patriots running out of the tunnel as one instead of man by man. It was the team that he admired, not each player. Although he did love Randy Moss's freakish athleticism, and I wish he could have seen him in 07. Okay, where did I go? I don't know.
Intermission.
Wow, this, yeah. I don't know when I first heard of PFW in Progress, but it was long ago. I subscribed to the paper for many years and now pay for the PFW weekly app. It's actually daily. On two devices. I would pay more if you needed it. I have never missed a minute of the podcast. Some live and some.
Paul does.
Some live and some later. My husband can tell which one of you is talking because when he is out late at hockey, you guys always are going at each other, even through my phone when he returns. He did not grow up with sports talk or in a loud house, so he cannot understand how I love to hear you yell at each other. When you all get going,
I
like to guess
5 minutes today.
When you all get going, I like to guess who is going to have the final thread of the conversation. Mostly Andy. Sometimes Fred just cuts you all off with an "All right."
True.
In countless, literally countless hours of listening, I have only disliked one sound that came from your show. The Asian gong noise that Kevin plays.
Nice job, Kevin.
This
you
is totally
her.
Not because of political correctness. To see how political correct I am, I just read this post. It's a link. I wrote about how women should bleep their husbands more. But because it is a lazy joke.
What does bleep mean?
You know, screw.
Oh.
Andy teasing.
I didn't know if it meant B-L-O.
Oh, Jesus.
Andy teasing about plane parts and yards. That was actually me. Jokes about junk. All okay. Just lose the gong. And congrats on avoiding the llamas. What a bleep show that would have been. Does she mean the alpacas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
Like Paul Perillo, I was Bledsoe loyalist. I looked past the cleft chin of Brady and rooted for Drew to be reinstated. I grieved for a bit but had made the transition by ring two. Hurry up, Paul. The Brady era is waning, and it will be really tough not to appreciate him until it's all over. Almost done. Before this particular run ends, my own will, I am moving to Denver, living outside of New England for the first time in my life, assuming you count Vermont as New England, which, for the record, I do. Meet the Patriots, you crazy geographically challenged group. I am following Welker and now Tlaib. But unlike those two, I will never don an orange jersey unless I lose some sort of bet. Forever a Patriots fan. Thank you guys for making it possible for me to move away. As you know, you have solidified an international community of Patriots fans. I will bring you with me, and when I finally get off the freaking list, I will move back, because what could be better than that? Wait, I know, real-time play-by-play from Paul and Andy while Fred blogs, so I can sit at the game and have two devices running, one eye on the game, with you guys yelling in my ear. So that's Anna. Thank you, Anna. And,
thank you very much, Anna.
That was read because of a rather large donation to Andy's
very generous,
running efforts.
Very much appreciated.
Thank you, Anna.
And if you're looking for a house in Vermont, she's selling.
Oh, yeah? Well, the problem with...
As you might expect, you might need some money.
The problem with... she is right. The western part of Vermont is overrun by New Yorkers.
So they worked
They
out
all
there?
Retire, and they go up and they open these bed and breakfasts.
No, but she said that the Giants train...
Why do you throw your jar out when you say that?
Says the man who wants to open a fishing shop in, like, Idaho.
Okay for him to raise alpacas, but he, you know, no one can go out and do a...
But it's an abomination.
Breakfast.
The Giants trained there at some point? That's what she... What'd she say? Champlain Valley? I didn't know that. Yeah. Is it true?
I don't know.
And I trust you.
Is that Albany? Isn't that where they used to train? Or maybe they still train there? I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you meant in Vermont.
But there's a lot of New Yorkers that live in western Vermont.
Well, that's like kind of right.
Yeah, it's right over the border.
Albany and Vermont are right next to each other?
Pretty close.
Really?
Huh. Up in Manchester.
Guess I'm the geographically challenged one.
New York pizza place and, you know, they all cater to the New Yorkers.
He's so angry. He's like throwing his hands in the air.
I don't like it.
And they cater to him.
It's bad enough Connecticut isn't part of New England anymore. You know, everyone,
it is.
It is, but...
But
know.
It isn't. I hate Connecticut. Driving through Connecticut is the worst place to drive through the country.
No, more people just dropped off the phone lines.
People just pull into the fast lane and drive 50 the whole way.
And it's under construction
road.
The whole way.
Yeah, and there's construction everywhere.
On
but
84?
No one gets out of the... No, I was on 95.
84.
Like
the
they
worst.
Just they don't know how to drive in Connecticut.
Two lanes.
It's a terrible, terrible state.
All right, let's go
no
back to the
No offense to our
phones.
Connecticut listeners.
you know. Mikey Vandalism.
Chris know. With a T-I-A-N is on the line. Hey, Christian.
Hey, guys. You know, you want to know why the PFW group is elite. Nick's call right there. That's why we're elite. You know what I mean?
Really?
Get behind the team. Sure, you can criticize. Sure, you don't have to agree with everything that's going on, you know? But at the end of the day, we got Brady for as long as we have him. Hopefully another 2-3 years. You get behind it and you do what you can. I'm not pinning all the Super Bowl losses on Brady.
Not you know, pinning any of them on him.
Want to, you
like
know,
Paul.
No, I, listen, he hasn't played his best in the playoffs. There's no doubt about that, Paul. You got no
argument
with me about
great
that.
Euphemism right there, Christian. I agree.
You got no
hasn't,
argument from me.
Hasn't played at his best.
Well, he hasn't.
The game against the Panthers was terrible.
They won that.
And I'd like to think Brady this fight.
Idiot. Yes, go back to 03.
It was a decade ago.
I want to thank Brandon Spikes for the bulletin board material. Thank you, Brandon. See you in September in the last game of the year where we treat you like a bitch.
Oh. I thought for sure that we were going to treat you like Mrs. Hart.
And his mom.
That's where I thought that was going for sure.
Hey, Andy, be nice. So I'll read what's on the inside of the bathroom box.
Hey. All right.
I got to get back to work.
All right, Christian. Thanks for calling.
I got to get back to work.
Don't you envision that, though? Like, we have a guy like Christian, or we have so many of these callers and people that have these, like, I don't want to say monotonous jobs, but, like, he's monitoring the water level in Boston. You got the guy counting trees out. And so then they get on here, and I got to get back to work. And they go back to the cube.
Spikes is attacking our sponsors now.
Who do you attack?
He just said being a quote iRobot really sucks. I'm just saying.
So now he's making fun of Will Ford.
Wait, what? I don't even get it.
I don't get
can
it.
iRobot.
iRobot's one of our big they sponsor stuff.
Yeah.
Who?
No, it's not a big, big sponsor.
They do Fred's gutters. I know that.
That didn't work. No, Will Ford's a big was a big spokesman for iRobot.
I don't even know what that is.
What is it? It's the robot. The Roomba. The company.
The vacuum cleaner. I thought it was a movie.
It was a movie, but...
That's the only thing I know about
it. Can somebody explain the damn tweet to me?
Well, that's the problem with half his tweets. You don't even know what he's saying.
All I know is I'm offended.
Right.
I didn't even know they were a sponsor, really. Are they on our website or anything?
No, it's a company.
They sponsor this show?
I thought it was a movie.
I did, too.
You never heard of the Roomba and Fred's
thing? I did,
thing?
But I didn't know that was the name of the company.
And they're in Massachusetts, right?
I think they are a local company, yeah. Brian from Brighton maybe has the best point of all. He says, you're completely missing the beauty of Spikes finally being a free man. You'll get to see more Johnson pictures.
You will.
It's only good news to Fred.
Yes. Because just so you know, when the video was on the first time, I was looking at the very hot woman. With
hot.
Well, she was. She was hot.
Yeah. Speaking into the microphone. Let's go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Dan is in Virginia.
Good.
Hey, Dan.
Good day, fellas. The great show, as always, covering all the pertinent topics.
I got a feeling we're going to get, why don't you talk more football emails? But you know what?
So, Dan, reel us in. Bring us football. Pizza. What do you want?
I will talk football in a second, but I gotta do some cleanup first off. Fred, you're using my boy, but you're pushing me towards Fathead. I mean, first off, you can't count to five, and now the whole thing with Spikes. I mean, yes, it's a joke, but it's not a ha ha joke. The joke's on him.
It was a joke. It was funny to me.
Yeah.
All
right.
Are you offended?
Can't count to five?
I'm not. It's as you said. You can't take him seriously. I mean, if he thinks it sucks playing in New England, how much more is it going to suck when he's actually not winning any games up in Buffalo? So
the joke is on him, but again, it's still a joke.
But then there's also the question of maybe that's what he wants, to just play every down, be on the field. Okay, so we might go 6-10, but I'm playing all the time. I'm the center of the defense, whatever. Maybe he wants that. Maybe that's what he misses.
And all that could be true. So what? I really don't, you know.
He urinated on the Patriot way.
The Patriots, exactly. You're acting like a jilted lover.
Exactly. I'm really surprised by you, by the way.
I like to keep people on their toes. You never know what I think.
Go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
He wasn't intending it in a lighthearted manner. He was taking a big shot at his old team.
Well, I disagree.
Taking a big shot at what?
At the whole team. I disagree.
I agree. I don't understand why you're offended by it. He didn't like it here, so he said it. So let's kill him. Let's line him up and shoot him. He didn't like it here.
Okay.
No, yeah. Anyhow, enough electrons and ink being spoiled in it already, so...
moving on, the Draft Day film opens today, and I'm just wondering, is that kind of the porn film from Mike Mayock? Is Mel Kiper going to be going into these screenings in trench coats? And...
Well, Mike Mayock actually has it among the seven movies in his top five favorite movies of all time.
All right, I got one more jab at Draft Day, then I'll ask a serious question. The running time for the film is 2 hours. How many different coaches are we going to see cycle through Cleveland during the film?
That's true. Nope, it's just, who'd you say, Dennis Leary?
Kevin, you're not on the ball with the rim shot.
But he's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
What's he doing on the phone?
I'll go for an actual question now.
Oh, and now we're going to talk football. You're like everyone else. You complain when we don't talk football, but you had 15 minutes of not talking football and you enjoyed it.
We just listened to your stand-up routine, and now you want to talk about football.
There's been a lot of discussion about what the Patriots are looking for in the draft, and I'm just wondering if it's easier to come to the question from the other side and say, are there any positions they're not looking at for the draft? Because I think an argument can be made. I know the Patriots do their homework and, you know, theoretically anybody's on the table. But I think more than usual, apart from some priority positions, an argument can be made that the Patriots are looking at literally every position in this draft. And, you know, there's no telling who they may pick up.
I agree.
I can't think of a position they wouldn't consider.
Yeah, I think they have holes everywhere.
Kicker.
I do.
I
agree.
End of his contract.
Kicker's going into his last year.
They're not going to draft his contract this year.
That's how they got Gostkowski. No.
They're not going to draft one this year.
I mean, I wouldn't rule it out.
I don't think so. They got too many other needs.
Yeah, I agree, Dan. I'm with you. I think they could draft anything.
Yeah, I mean, they may not draft a kicker. They may not draft a punter. They may not draft a running back. But they certainly, if they saw one they like, would have a reason to get them.
But the second part of that is the key. They have reason to get any position.
Yeah. It's either lack of depth, it's contracts running out long-term, you know, running back, kicker. Those are places might have nothing.
We know they're not going to take someone they don't like. So we know anyone they take is going to be someone they like.
But
they have reason to take someone they like at any position.
Right, because sometimes lack of need rules out guys. But I don't think here that
they don't have a lack of need anywhere. Except for, I would be very surprised at quarterback.
See, I won't be surprised because I think they need a backup quarterback developmentally. I think tackle might be a position where I'd say, you know, they have Vollmer, they have Soldiers, they're starters, they have Cannon, who theoretically
you're right. If you wanted to streamline it to tackle as opposed to offensive line.
Every other spot I could.
Because I could see an interior lineman getting drafted.
Oh, God. I think they could take a guard relatively high.
Yeah.
Paul, you said.
I am with Dan on that one.
Paul, you don't think quarterback. How do you explain the. It just seems they've gotten more of the top tier quarterbacks in for an examination this year than other years.
I just think they're just doing their due diligence. I would be surprised. I mean. I'm not going to be stunned, but I would be surprised if they took a quarterback high. I feel like, you know, they might take one in the sixth round or the fifth or sixth round or whatever, you know, somewhere late in the draft. I don't even know. It's the fifth round. They're the one they don't have.
Believe.
Yeah. If they took one late in the draft, I mean, that to me is a crapshoot. That's where Fred's theory comes into play. The guy that they think is best at that time, they're going to take. But if they took a quarterback in the second round, I'd be very surprised if they took one early. And I think the guys that they've been looking at, you know, Mettenberger, it looks like he's going to be gone now in the second or third round, the latest.
Well, what if they move out of the first, have multiple picks, and use one of those?
I would be very surprised if they
used
one on a quarterback.
You're still using one of your top three picks on that position.
Now, a lot of other people wouldn't be surprised.
I would.
Based on what they're doing.
I would.
I would be very surprised.
I wouldn't. And that,
I just don't see the value with these guys this year.
Well, that's the thing. You don't, but maybe they do. I think my point
we understand that if they take them, they thought there was value.
If they think that there's a value, the round will not have any bearing on it. They'll take them in the second round. They'll take them in the first round.
I'd be stunned if they took a first-round quarterback.
Okay, as long as we got that going.
Stone cold stunned if they took a first-round quarterback.
I'd be a little surprised.
Paul, would you resign?
No.
What position would cause you to one of your famous catchphrases
fullback.
Is, I resign for the wrong pick in the first round.
Fullback.
If they draft a fullback.
No, I would not be too upset. I wouldn't be upset
if
you took a
quarterback.
You
also didn't resign at the time when you really have it.
Well, I was a little earlier.
I resign.
I was a little, what do you got to do?
I resign.
He's got to go to the bathroom. He's like.
He's in the middle of a rant and they just
he's like going back and forth like he's listing on a ship.
Listening. Oh, yeah. Well done, Fred.
As he throws his jar out again.
Yeah, he did. Good.
All right, Dan, is that it?
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, get my jaw out.
He
sniffing. He's got his jaw out. His eyes bug out.
Barney Fife.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, when his eyes open up really wide, too, when he's really making a point.
Let's see. Chris from Miami.
When did I say I hated him?
I started listening to the show after the break, and you might have answered this question already, but why do the Patriots always get placed against the Giants in preseason? Is there any real reason for it, or does the preseason schedule maker just like to bring up bad memories for us Patriots fans? Well, the preseason schedule maker are the Patriots and the Giants.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, they want to play each other.
Belichick always
says
that's
not
the case.
It's a short trip. And I think for the Patriots, there's a little bit, you know, sometimes when you get to play that extra game in MetLife, it's good for you. You know, because you know you're going to have at least one against the Jets. The more you're familiar with it, the better. You know, you have new guys on the team so that the first time that they go see the Jets, it won't be the first time they're in that stadium. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. No, I think the biggest point though is that it's the closest trip.
It's a close trip.
It's the fourth game.
It has
game.
Nothing to do with the stadium.
Well, I said it's a double good.
It's an added
thing.
Added extra.
Every other year you get to play added in the stadium advantage. That you're going to play in. I don't think that really has anything to do with it.
Well, you know, I look at all the little things, Paul.
I know, because you just take it a step further than the average guy, Fred.
Right.
It's what makes you the boss,
yeah.
The head honcho.
Brian the in cheese. Essex, Vermont, has some facts for us. The Giants trained in Winooski, Vermont, at St. Michael's College during the 56, 57, and 59, 60 season.
Okay.
As far as Albany's proximity to Vermont, it depends on what part of Vermont. I live in Essex, and Albany is 300 miles from my home.
But is it? It's close to the state itself. I don't know what city it's close to in Vermont, but isn't it not that far away?
Yeah, it's not.
Was I wrong on that?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I
could
pretty,
be wrong. Listen, I'm no,
no
geographical expert.
Yeah, Vermont, Albany. If you go down the Mass Pike, just keep going west, you'll eventually.
Yes,
yeah.
And I thought right above that
is Vermont.
Is Vermont?
Yeah, southern Vermont.
Because Massachusetts is a very narrow. It's not that big in terms of the width of it. It's not that wide.
Right. Tall.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Andy wasn't here. I thought I could get away with saying something that may possibly be considered a double entendre.
Right.
What did I miss?
Wide. Nothing. I said the word wide.
For what?
It's not that wide.
Massachusetts.
The state itself. You know,
like geographically. Geography again?
Oh, Albany and the Giants trying, practicing.
Someone just
in,
called.
Oh, like the pistol of
in.
The gun you're talking about?
Someone just wrote in and said that the Giants in the late 50s, early 60s. Trained by St. Michael's, I think he said.
Yeah.
In Vermont.
Huh, interesting. The Champlain Valley.
It must have been something from
so the
days
girth
gone
of
by.
Massachusetts.
Let's go
and
to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Eddie's in Maryland. Hey, Eddie.
What's up, fellas? What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, I was calling because I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this, but you know, everybody keeps bringing up the draft and what the Patriots are going to do and everything. But I would be stunned if pass rush. I mean, they have to. What's been the problem with the defense the past 5 years, pretty much?
Pass defense. Stop the pass.
Pass defense, correct, right? So we got a couple guys who can cover now. So wouldn't it just, I mean, for them not to, they didn't do anything in free agency to address the pass rush. So the only other option I could see them doing is if they're not going to add talent to the pass rush is to change the overall defensive scheme, which I highly doubt they're going to go to attacking style defense. They don't do that. So if they don't go pass rush, I mean, I would just, what's the point of renting Revis for a year then if you're not going to make the defense as best as you can, you know, the best thing it'd be? What do you guys think?
Well, if you make your coverage better, your rush will be better. You know, Ninkovich talked about it the other day. You give me that extra little bit of time to get to the quarterback, I'm going to get there. But yeah, they still have a need at defensive end, at pass rusher, unless you're a Buchanan guy. I mean, if you think Buchanan is going to have some great year,
it would
two
be nice
or something,
if he could make a nice
or
year
Jake
two
Beckett
jump,
year three jump
it.
Or.
But I think Eddie's larger point. I think we all agree with. I think that they have improved the secondary, and if you can now improve your pass rush a little bit, you know, maybe you got the makings of, you know, a much improved defense.
That's why we wanted Jared Allen.
Because they have a lot of improvement to make on that side of the ball. I mean, let's face it; it's been a while. It's been five years we've been going on this problem.
And guys, don't you think that they could? I understand that, you know, you don't know what these guys are going to be when they get to the NFL. You don't know who's really a good pass rusher or anything like that. But I would imagine just pedigree itself. Don't you think that there's got to be somebody there who you would think would be a little better than the kid we have? I forgot what his name. The seventh round draft that we got.
Michael
last
Buchanan.
Year. Yeah, Buchanan. I mean, come on. There's got to be one of those guys that you could target
yeah,
if you really wanted.
I mean, the theory of getting Jake Beckett that it was he would be a pass rusher. He would help you. And they blew that. Now, he wasn't a first or a second-round pick. It was a third-round pick, so you're getting a little bit down. But that's the problem. I haven't gone through all the pass rushers yet, but I'm not sure there's going to be a ton to pick from at 29 if you deem that your number one need. Now, I mean, we talked about Ealy the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, some places have him going like top half of the first round.
Yeah.
And D Ford is another guy that's kind of all over the place. And I'm just not sure you're going to have the pick of, say, three or four guys and you say, any one of these will make our pass rush better.
Well, that's an interesting point that you brought up, Ealy, because Ealy and Ford, those are two guys that I had a discussion with my brother. I'm sorry I'm taking too long, guys, but if Chandler Jones, when he came out of Syracuse, would you say that Ealy or even Ford, their skill set as a pure pass rusher, would you say they're better than Chandler Jones was coming out of Syracuse? I'd say they are.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
I did not think Chandler Jones was a pure natural pass rusher coming out.
He was a raw talent.
And I thought he was going to get by more on versatility and doing everything than being a true pass rusher.
He's become a better pass rusher.
He was a better pass rusher from day one than I thought he was going to be. When we were watching him in camp and doing different things, he was better than I expected early on.
D Ford, I'm sort of afraid that I'm falling in love with D Ford based on one game.
Right.
And that's the BCS championship game where I thought he was unblockable.
Right.
Against the team that ultimately beat them for the national championship. He was unstoppable. He was the best player in that game, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. But, Paul, it's that skill set.
I love him. So, you don't have to sell me on him, Andy. I really, really like D Ford a lot.
Up the corner, the edge, that we never go out to that speed. I want that speed off the edge, you know? That Robert Quinn type, you know, gets that, you know, that.
Who's that?
We don't have a Beckett. Come on, Beckett just wasn't in that class. He was never a fast.
Beckett was an overageever in college.
Right.
That's why I didn't like him.
Exactly. Yep. So, all right, guys.
All right, Eddie.
See you, Eddie.
Good call. Phil in Salt Lake City writes, thanks for keeping me up to date on all things Patriots during this great offseason. Since you and your listeners are the experts on all things New England related, I need some help. I might be moving to Mass soon, and my son would be attending a school for the deaf in Framingham, so I'd need to be close to there. What are some good areas to look at moving to? I have four sons in all, ages 4 through 12, looking for good schools in a family-friendly environment. Well, if you're loaded, Dover and Sherborne are right next to Framingham, and they're one of the nicest towns in Mass.
Loaded?
Very wealthy. I think the average house is like $1 million. So, but there, in that area, there's really some really nice towns. Right in the Framingham area. It's a very...
The Metro West?
Yeah, it's a dense population. The shopping's great.
They're not that intelligent?
No. I mean in terms of population. So, all the towns around there are pretty nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you're loaded, you want to look into Dover. Yeah.
I'm not, so probably why I've never even, heard of it.
Well, plus you wouldn't be able to get 15 acres like you've got.
That is part of it for you.
Right.
Right?
But Dover is really there.
Oh, Dover is one of the more affluent suburbs in Massachusetts.
I always hear like Weston or
Weston is up
Weston's
there.
Weston's also near that area. But Dover, Shoreburn, Linfield, Weston, Wellesley.
Yep.
Some of the boroughs.
I believe West.
Lincoln, Sudbury.
Lincoln and Sudbury, absolutely. Concord. Carlisle.
Yep. Sure.
Those are the big money. Yep. Big money.
Yep.
What if he doesn't have
I grew up money? In Everett. Not one of those.
What's that?
And I live in Peabody also.
What if
not
he doesn't
one of those.
Have any money?
What would be the next tier and layer?
Around that area? Hopkinton?
Hey, I'll be there in...
Is that nice?
11
yeah,
days?
There's some nice areas.
I thought that
in
was more of a working class town.
Well, no, but there's some nice areas. And even the working class.
Not nice on the 21st because people are throwing clothes, pooping on the side of the road, and we'll clean up one day a year.
Plenty of good... Southborough.
Eastboro,
this is not good.
Westwood, also another.
There's
good
water
one.
Just pouring down here.
Oh boy! Oh. Well, call somebody.
And Ghostbusters,
cover up the computer.
Before you call anybody, make sure you cover up the equipment. By all means.
So there's a leak.
It's raining inside.
It's not raining out, is it?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think it's perfectly sunny day.
It's getting worse.
He's got an umbrella. That's bad luck, though.
Oh boy! Yeah.
Oh man, that's gonna collapse.
Yeah, that's just gonna run it all. Oh.
He's trying to keep the equipment dry.
No, but it's going to run off the side right onto it. You've got to get paper. Oh, jeez.
Plastic or something.
Oh, crap.
Oh, boy. That's getting worse.
All right.
Do we have any plastic in here? Call somebody.
All right. Maybe we should take a break.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved, with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
Like what you've heard so far? You'll love it even more when you read it in Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or log on to pfwonline.com.
Getting on Twitter. All right, back here at PFW Progress. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of a leak. It slowed down now. I don't know what happened. But
that's our creativity.
Now it's starting to pick up a little. Anyway, so we had to figure that out.
Should have come back to like singing in the rain or something.
So I apologize.
In his defense, he's underwater.
Rihanna's umbrella song.
He did have an umbrella up in there.
Yeah,
that's bad luck. bad luck.
All right, let's get back to the emails at webradio@patriots.com. John Wong from Hong Kong writes in. That's his name.
I know. Now we got to have Kevin play the drop.
It seems like the wide receiver core is pretty settled with the contract signed this offseason. Someone has
that doesn't offend John Wong in Hong Kong, and the person it does offend isn't. It's not for that reason. It's just low hanging fruit.
It's lazy.
She doesn't like the comedic nature of the joke.
Someone has to step up.
It offends her as a comedian.
Someone has to step up for the. That's a Seinfeld line, by the way.
It's a line that you guys have forced upon me. That is what it is.
It is.
Yeah. Someone has to step up for the passing game to improve. I read some reports comparing Aaron Dobson with Alshon Jeffries. They are incredibly similar numbers-wise. Both 6'3", both drafted in the second round, similar combine numbers. Dobson even had a bit more production than Jeffrey had in his rookie season. Am I being over-optimistic to think that Dobson will have a year or two jump like Jeffries? If it were to happen, we may see Tom Brady and company playing in Arizona come February.
You know what?
I think he could have that jump, but
I think it would be. What? I'd be more optimistic about it if he wasn't recovering from surgery right now. If he had a full off season to train, to be in the program, I'd be a little bit more likely to. The off season strength and conditioning program.
Yeah, I'd also feel better about it if he had like a 6-time Pro Bowler lining up with him, like Alshon Jeffrey did.
Well, that's
Brandon Marshall.
That's one part, and the other part is Jeffrey made all those plays with Jay Cutler in whatever McCown was. I think it was Luke.
One of the famous McCown brothers.
Well, there's two of them.
Yeah, I know.
And I, which one was the? Is it
I don't know because I confuse him with. There's also the McNown.
Well, there's Cade McNown, but that's not him.
No, I know.
He's long gone.
He had the
hot
girl.
I think
though.
It's Luke McCown.
Yeah. Not Josh.
And Dobson had Brady throwing the ball last year. So he had a lot more opportunities to make a lot more plays in his rookie year than Jeffrey did. And yeah, I just don't. That's a very common comp. A lot of people have been throwing that out there the whole offseason. I got in an argument on the radio about it with our old buddy Adam Pac-Man Jones.
Oh, yeah, he's the one. He started throwing that out a long time ago.
And. You know, listen, I expect Dobson, you know, and Eric brings up a good point about his health, but assuming that he is ready to go for training camp and whatnot, he's going to miss time in the offseason, no question. But assuming he's healthy enough for training camp and ready to go for the preseason, I expect his numbers to pretty much double. I wouldn't be surprised for that, but that doesn't mean that he's that kind of a player, that kind of an impact playmaker.
Alex in Providence writing, and Bleacher Report is doing a series of articles ranking NFL players by position based on their 2013 seasons called NFL 1000. Today, they released their top 30 4-3 outside linebackers, and I was surprised to see where our own linebackers landed. Mayo, Collins, and Hightower were ranked 13, 6, and 4, respectively. I know that some Bleacher Report authors are less than reputable. NFL 1000 seems pretty legit, and they say they use a team of NFL scouts to score each player. With that said, I find it hard to believe that Hightower is the fourth best 4-3 outside linebacker in the game, and even harder to believe that Collins is six after 1 year. What do you guys think?
I also find it interesting that we thought he actually started playing decent when he moved inside.
Neither one of those guys played very much outside linebacker in the 4-3 last year.
I don't put much merit in
four? Yeah. Four. He's the fourth best.
The problem is it's a list of 1,000, but there's four guys tied at 998. So it's really
good.
Oh, Mayock put the list together.
Right. Good, Mike.
Wait, what's? How do they get to 1,000?
I don't know.
30 at every position or something equals 1,000?
I don't know.
Wow. Did NFL Network scrapped its thing, huh? Have they not?
Top 100 players
really?
Thing?
I haven't seen anything about that. Have you?
Huh. No. Maybe it's too early.
Is it?
It's definitely a summer
thing. I think they do it during
the summer. I seem to think maybe they wait till after the draft.
Maybe.
Because that they usually promote the crap out of that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was thinking I hadn't seen anything on it.
Jeff Wynn writes in, calls himself Jeff from the Hancock. Are any of you concerned Andy? About Nate Solder? I believe he had a few concussions at the end of last year. Should we draft a solid backup in case he misses some time next season?
Well, add tackle, Andy. we crossed out one spot. Add tackle to the list.
But if you get a good interior guy, then Mankins can kick out to the left tackle. He can.
And you have Cannon. You have Vollmer. Right? So you have three guys who have started at tackle.
Yeah,
and Mankins.
I think if you needed to have a replacement for Solder, I don't think you would want Cannon or Mankins to be.
No, I think it would be Vollmer. Equation. I think Vollmer would move to left tackle.
Well,
then
replacing
Vollmer. Right.
What I'm saying is, I wouldn't want either one of those guys starting on a long term basis at tackle. I know you got away with
Cannon?
Last year. Yeah, I wouldn't want him starting at tackle.
I wouldn't either, but I'm talking for them, not me. I wouldn't want him on my team. I don't think Marcus Cannon's very good.
Yeah, I don't go that far, but. Well. He can be one of my backups.
But for them, I think they are comfortable with Marcus Cannon.
Paul's favorite emailer, Bill Berry, chimes in. If I recall right, and I do, Pro Football Focus made their bones with an absurdly anti-Brady article. Remember, we're talking about Pro Football Focus. I mean absurd. They listed the top 10 quarterbacks based on their metrics, and somewhere around number 4 or 5, you started to wonder. When they finished with Flacco, Matt Ryan, and Cam Newton without mentioning Brady, they went from, that's interesting, to, wow, your metrics must be off by a lot, or you just want to sell web hits. I forget the idiot's name whose argument was, but Brady is number 11, but that he is often quoted as an expert is yet another reason ESPN is ignorable. Funny how NFL.com is full of just as ignorable idiots now. I forget his formula, adding completions to total yards, divided by attempts, minus 10 yards per sack or whatever. So that's he recalls that's what we were upset with.
Who's he arguing with? He started at Pro Football Focus, jumped to ESPN, and then NFL.com.
Well, he's just saying that both of them use PFF as a source
they do?
Now.
A lot of people use PFF.
Oh,
as
you
a
mean
source.
Like in an article?
Yeah, in an article.
Not like they don't have official.
No.
I don't think so.
They cite it as a source.
So apparently Bill Berry would be against us, getting in bed with PFF.
So.
And evidently I was wrong. Check. We were very disrespectful to Pro Football Focus, I guess. He's calling them idiots.
Let's see. Chester says, I thought that the Giants and the Patriots played annually in the preseason because most New England fans were Giants fans before the Patriots came into existence. I have uncles who live in the Boston area who are still Giants fans because of this fact.
Yes.
That is true.
The fandom is a fact.
For a while before the Patriots, that was the team that you watched on TV were the New York Giants.
Yeah, but I don't think that has much to do with
the
steamrollers.
It comes down to geography.
Right.
Well, yeah, they were champions a long time ago.
We haven't always played the Giants in preseason. That's sort of a little bit more of a recent
thing. It is.
But it's the most. Yeah. It's like 20-something, didn't the release say yesterday? Or
something like that.
Yeah, 10 straight years. But it's also 10 straight years. Right. Like Washington is like 28 or something like that. I think Washington might have been the most.
Oh, I thought it's East Coast teams.
I skimmed it.
Exactly.
NFC.
And I also think that Belichick
Coast,
and Coughlin,
BBD.
I think.
Mm-hmm. An East Coast fan.
They feel pretty. That's when it started, I think, is when Coughlin got there.
Really?
Right? Am I wrong on that?
I have no idea.
Well, they played the Giants. Oh, you mean the streak?
Yeah. 10 years.
Did Coughlin's he get there in 02? Been there. Or 04?
Coughlin's been. Yeah, that's Eli Ish. Manning's first year, right? Wasn't that Coughlin's first year?
I forgot.
You're really asking me?
Yeah. Adam from Melbourne.
You're the guy
at
the beginning of the show said, I remember things. I remember what people say.
Adam from Melbourne says, I saw the preseason schedule has been released.
Oh, yeah?
I heard him. I saw the preseason schedule has been released, says Adam. Can Eric help me find the regular season schedule? Good show, but you might want to send Kraft a bill to fix that leak.
It's being attended to right now.
We haven't been able to do anything about the heat, so I guess that leak is going to be there for a while.
No, they're fixing the leak right
now.
They
got paper towels.
The whole team on it.
There's a lot of work going on. There's ladders and plastic and people looking official
just,
in there?
I just can't press anything now.
As they're mocking us. I forget what else.
How come nobody looks official in here?
Jim said not to let out all the inside secrets over here.
Chad, oh, we're replacing tiles. We're good to go.
Chad from Atlanta says Spikes is just excited that he doesn't have to play against CJ Spiller anymore.
That's true.
Spikes is a diva, and he's getting exactly what he wanted. Just let him talk now. He'll shut up when Brady throws a TD over his head.
To Vereen?
Right.
I got that a lot yesterday.
What?
Well, they would normally go with a tight
end,
maybe.
Can't wait for Brady to beat Spikes, Vereen to beat Spikes on a wheel route. You know what I wrote?
That Vereen will drop it
Does
over
he
his
catch
shoulder.
It?
Right. Because that was his little bit of a hole
year.
In his swing, so to speak. Mm. You know, normally they'd want to say, like, a tight end or Gronk, but it's kind of
iffy. It was post-wrist injury, though.
Yes.
Cut him a little bit of slack. Bit.
Yeah, I tried for a while. I couldn't. I stopped. I'm an excuse maker for Vereen. I've been doing it quite well for years now. I did that early on, and
if
then
he
I
got
stopped.
His hands on a couple of them, I would say, well, maybe the
He
the
did
cast.
The Andy Stokes. I think he's blind in one eye.
From Bill Penn.
Wow.
Alex from Philly, doesn't it concern you guys that in the midst of trying to make a Super Bowl run in Brady's twilight years, that our offense right now is based completely on hope? We hope Dobson can
work
be the
for
guy.
The president.
We hope Gronk can stay healthy.
Won him a Nobel Prize.
We hope Amendola can stop being on the men. We hope LaFell can contribute, but considering our track record with free agent wide receivers, Brady will probably never throw to him. We hope Edelman's injury history is behind him. We hope Vereen can stay in the field. We hope Ridley holds on to the ball. And we hope Boyce can be active on game day. I just find it a little concerning that I really have no idea what to expect from anybody other than Brady on this offense, and we are tied to all the guys I just mentioned. How do you guys feel about that?
A cynical eye could certainly see things in that light.
You have a cynical eye.
So does Paul. He's got two.
They don't work so good, though. Listen, when you rattle them off one by one like that, it's hard to sit there and sit. But you know how like everybody likes to say, well, yeah, if all of those things the Patriots don't need all of those things to right. happen to have a good offense.
I'll tell you what they need.
Right?
One, Gronk.
They don't need all of those.
Every
they don't
other
need
one
all of
falls
those
in
hopes
place.
To come. It's some teams, you know, like they have all these pieces in place, and if everything, you know, hits right, they can be good. Well, the Patriots just need a couple of those things, and Andy's right. If Gronk is one of them, they don't need too much else beyond that to be a good offense.
It's like those people that did two pitchers and prayed for rain. As long as we have Gronk,
Spawn and Sane.
The rest will
good
fall into
call.
Place. Who Thanks, was it?
Fred.
Spawn and who?
Sane.
Sane?
Warren Spawn and Johnny Sane.
How come right. Sane was sort of like second billing in that duo?
Because more like Jerry Kuzman and Tom Seaver.
Because it rhymes with rain.
Right.
Oh, so he wasn't really that good.
No, he was very good.
He was their top. They were their
Johnny
top.
Sane
how come
was
I never
good.
Heard of him like I've heard of Warren Spawn?
God
is he in the Hall of Fame?
God only knows what you've heard of. I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, so he's not that good.
Okay.
Maybe that year he
is
was.
Is he the Jeff Demps of number two pitchers?
Oh, God.
He just, you know.
He's amazing.
I mean, have you ever heard of Jerry Kuzman?
Yes.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I have.
Because, you know, that year
I'm,
with Tom
I'm
Seaver.
Calling bull crap.
No, I have heard that name. I couldn't have told you anything about him.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying
he's
is, like,
lefty. I knew that.
I thought those two were, like, elite great. And
well, for the, just because he's not in the Hall of Fame doesn't mean he wasn't.
Was
great.
He, like, a short, dominant span?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know a tremendous amount about
Gale
a guy
Sayers,
who
I heard of him.
In the 50s. Gale Sayers, he heard of him.
He had a short, dominant run.
Okay. Gale Sayers, that's the cutoff. If you're not as good as Gale Sayers, then.
Duke writes in: would it make sense for the Patriots
Duke.
To go after Pat Angerer or Sidney Rice or Jeremiah Bell, who I think retired? But
Jeremiah Bell's like 100. It wouldn't make sense to go after him.
Pat Angerer,
Sidney
or
Rice,
Sidney Rice.
I would love to take a flyer on him.
Yeah, we talked about him. Was it last offseason or the one before?
The fact that no one's taken a flyer on him tells me that
it's problematic
physically.
Mm.
He's probably done.
Speaking of those guys, did I see that Tatupu was trying to make a comeback? Not Mosey, Paul.
Lofa.
I know you saw him in the parking lot, Paul, but not
year.
Mosey.
That was way back in the season.
Lofa?
Andy.
I thought
last year he was trying to do that.
I thought it was recently, like I saw something.
Maybe
he's trying to do it again. Didn't work the first time.
And hey, guys, it's a comeback.
Finally,
he's come back.
Don't call it. No, call it a comeback.
Brian says there are 18 states that have abolished the death penalty.
Oh, back to our original.
Okay. Right? Massachusetts is one of them.
What about the rest of New England?
Connecticut is one.
Mm-hmm.
So Maine is one.
Okay.
Massachusetts is one.
Maine's four. Abolished it, huh?
Yeah, Vermont is one.
I would have thought Maine
and Rhode
has.
Island.
So there you go.
So New Hampshire's
the
only one.
The only one that hasn't is New Hampshire.
See, I would have gone Maine. There.
Good to know. Going to do anything bad? Stay out of New Hampshire.
Right. And District of Columbia makes it 19.
If I do something that bad.
You're not really thinking about where I'm going to do it.
Kill me. I don't want to be in jail the rest of my life. Just kill me.
Okay. All right, Paul.
Let's end on that note.
Let's get that notarized, and we'll be all set. All right, thanks, everyone.
I
shan't be doing anything that bad.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, putting up with us.
Thanks to Pinocchio for the pizza.
Right, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
You might want to tell him the show's over. Show's over, Kevin.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.